following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios to start a new week.
Yeah.
The Monday show. After a couple of abbreviated weeks, 4 days, I guess this will be our first five-day week in 2 weeks. And we will be on Facebook. You can watch Facebook Live, and I notice our Facebook Live's been a little busier lately, which is nice.
My mom was very concerned because we were not on one day last week.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, we had some Friday. Technical issues.
We have technical issues for Marshall Crenshaw?
Oh, we were here. Oh, no, you know what? That's
the other day.
We started very early that day.
Was that on Facebook Live, though?
No.
Okay. Well, there will be Facebook Live this week, tomorrow through Friday, hopefully. Brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. It's still brought to you by them if it exists or not. Happy Hour runs Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. If you're thirsty, they've got the $4 traditional margaritas, fresh squeezed, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, $1 rotating draft beers, plus the cheap Mexican munchies. Very good, and of course, always made fresh daily at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, and the 150 tequilas, and the signature sauces, salsa, guacamole. Until I'm combining stuff here. Not to mention the award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket. Oh, man, I got to tell you, that Maz Burger is really good. I had it again. Mesa in Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th Street. And there's multiple topics today, almost none of which I want to talk about, which is strange.
No.
But I got an email from Andrew, and I thought he said it so well. Hey, guys, love the show, but I'll be checking out for a couple days. I appreciate that you must address the mass shootings that happened, but I can't stomach the national conversation around it. I so agree. I had CNN playing for a few hours upstairs. Oh, my God. I just want to throw up. First of all, I want to yell at certain people. Then I just got tired because it became there's a theory, there's a string running, and they're really working it. And they have all the guests who will, of course, play along.
Yep.
And none of the people on the other side will even talk. I mean, it's one of those, you know, you're either on this side or that side. There's nothing in between. Of course, the shooter has almost nothing to do with it. The shooter appears to be a pawn. He's just influenced by various forces, and it's not his fault. He was bullied, too. Well, one of the shooters was. The second shooter. What's up with this guy that shot his sister
and her boyfriend and nine people in Dayton?
Yeah, I mean, other than seeming like a big loser.
They're all losers. There wasn't much about him, really. He's 24, white dude from Ohio.
Some nice social media. Oh, is he white? Surprise.
Yeah, I know. It's just we've been through this so many times that we already know how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. We know how it's going to end, and it's horrifying, and it's going to happen again, probably in a month.
Beto O'Rourke said it's Trump's fault, that he encourages white nationalist terrorism, gave him permission to do mass shootings.
Although if Beto would have read the El Paso shooter's manifesto, he specifically says in there that it's not Trump's fault.
Yes, this is pre-Trump, his feelings.
although he does tweet a lot about Trump, this guy.
You know, wouldn't you think, by the way, if you were a white nationalist, I don't even want to get into this. Wouldn't a black president make you more inspired to act? Wouldn't that be the ultimate insult? Trying to get in the white nationalist head. It's kind of weird.
I mean, militia groups and hate groups did grow when Obama was elected. I mean, that's a fact. I think now, though, it's maybe they feel like they're justified.
Well, wait a second.
Oh, Brandon.
Thank you for breaking up the conversation.
The end of those underwears.
Well, that, you know, actually, now that I think about it, I was in my brain, I was thinking that there's more mass shootings lately. Are mass shootings up since Trump's president? Or have there been mass shootings all the time?
Yeah, it always happens. I think it's weird, though, when you do have a president who, he did give that speech in Florida, where he's like, what are we going to do about all these immigrants? Someone goes, say, shoot them! And then he laughs it off about how only in the panhandle. It just seems a little weird. Huh?
When was that?
When he gave that big speech in Florida.
I don't even remember
that. Panhandle.
Shootings were down in like the early 2000s. They went down. They kind of dipped after Columbine, but I don't know. They shot back up, at least according to some of the data. But then again, whenever someone posts a graphic or they post data, it's always
What does it matter? Everyone's just going to argue about it anyway.
Like, no, it's just going to be a really dumb argument.
And nothing's going to change because nothing ever changes.
And by the way, if you shoot 20, if you kill 20 people and shoot, or 19, is it 19? It's 19, isn't it?
20, last I heard.
20, okay.
Killing, injured 26. So he
right,
shot
so he shot 46 people. I don't know what a president can say to make me shoot 46 people. I think there's something really serious going on there. Probably, I'm guessing your parents don't have much impact on you.
Well, his dad wrote a memoir and said that he talked to Jesus and that drugs tore his family apart. And
I think it's the El Paso. Are the El Paso parents anti-alt-right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's the El Paso parents who are anti-alt-right, or maybe it's the Cincinnati parents. I don't know. I just don't want... you know what? I wish I could turn off the world for 2 days. But here's the rest of Andrew's email. Let's be honest. This isn't really about whether having guns is a right or if public safety is more important. This is about votes. It's about political contributions. It's about politicians keeping their comfy jobs so there's going to be a debate. And then something else will distract us until the next time another nut job shoots up another public area and the debate will start again. I've checked out of Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to take a break from the show. Let me know when the Star Chamber is completed. I'll be the first volunteer. Peace and love. And yeah, that's a pretty on target there. And then, you
Did you see who's in trouble? Is that what's that black astrophysicist? What's
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You see people are mad at him because of his tweet?
What did he tweet? I did see people were mad at him.
He was trending, and I was wondering why.
Something about, let's see, in the past 48 hours, USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data.
That's not what I thought a guy like Neil deGrasse Tyson would
Well, he's all tweet. About, he's all about. Facts and numbers. The problem is...
Well, there's 314 dead from homicides, gun homicides in Chicago this year.
Well, my answer to this is medical errors, we do something to fix that. Flu, we try to stop the flu. Suicide, we try to help that out with mental health. With these mass shootings, either be mental health for these people or any kind of sensible gun laws, nothing happens. So this is just going to happen again, and we're going to have the same exact conversation as we did last time.
Elbrix Patterson died too, and that's another one. It's like I could just skip that after watching the coverage of it. Well, because it's like, oh, he's a horrible racist. No, he's a good leader of Oakland County. I don't understand.
He's done a lot for Oakland County.
Oh, he's done a hell of a lot for Oakland County. He was a great steward for Oakland County, and he put Oakland County first. And I'm not sure. I know he said some things. He has some quotes that going back way back. Were not taken well, and I doubt he would say them now, although I don't know. He's a pretty outspoken guy.
Doesn't go back. He defended the lady who was anti-busing in the early 70s, and that's why Coleman attacked him. But Archer said, you know, he helped me out. That was his job as a lawyer. That was his client. So Archer flat out said he didn't feel like he was a racist.
Oh, a lot of people don't think he's a racist. A lot of people that knew him well, are well-liked.
So those are loud people that are saying that, so
well,
who cares?
But, you know, when Coleman Young died, reverence. Nothing but reverence. You couldn't say anything bad about Coleman Young. When Michael Jackson died, reverence. But when Elbrix Patterson dies, people just have to say, oh, my God, he's the most horrible person.
Yeah.
He's a racist. And I guess that's okay. I'm not sure why that's okay, but I guess, I mean, couldn't we just wait a couple days?
I don't know. I don't listen to noise like that.
Well, it is interesting that when certain people die, nothing negative is said. There's respectful behavior. And then when other people die, there's not respectful behavior at all.
Yeah.
And not that it's really bothering me one way or another, but...
Hey, well, I know you don't want to go back to the shooting, but serious issue, shallow thought. Do you see the surveillance footage in the El Paso shooting?
Oh, the headphones?
Yeah.
I know, what a pussy.
Exactly. And not only that.
But he's going to be dead any second.
He expected that he wasn't.
So who cares about yours? I know he's alive.
But that's what I was going to say. Yeah, he expected to be shot and killed. So why are you so worried about your hearing, puss?
By the way, today there was something about...
Loser.
The Attorney General of Texas is talking about the death penalty. I'm like, Who fucking really is that really? Yeah, yeah, really worried about him getting the death penalty. That'll be another 20 years.
I saw they're thinking about charging him with a hate crime. And I don't like that because I think every single murder in the entire United States, no matter where it is or who it's perpetrated by, is a hate crime. If you kill somebody,
killed 20 people, does it? If he's convicted of a hate crime, does that make people go, "Oh, I feel so much better"?
Right.
You know what they should do? They should just drop him off in Mexico since he really hates Mexicans. I don't know a Mexican prison.
Then there was the Kennedy compound overdose, which. It just got lost in everything. It's like, that's already over. She's hot, by the way.
It adds to the Wikipedia Kennedy curse page.
Oh, Lord.
That's not a curse. She overdosed.
She was mentally
ill. Very depressed, and she overdosed.
She was mentally ill.
She was apparently a big drug user.
Is it really weird? Maybe this shows how unrelatable the Kennedys are, that any time there's a tragedy within the Kennedy family, they go sailing! Did you see the pictures of that?
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know.
Drew, look at this picture and tell me, does that look like any kind of wake or does it look like a party on a boat? And there were pictures of RFK Jr. taking selfies on the boat. It's just really weird to me. Like, could you imagine it with a tragedy within your family and you guys just get together and go, we're going to go for a drive?
Are they going to have a touch football game after this, too, I suppose?
I got to show you the other pictures.
They're also big on that.
The other pictures of them on the boat. It looked like they were having a grand old time. It's just odd to me.
Well, maybe that's what she would have wanted.
I guess we all grieve differently.
Can I ask a question? How do you pronounce her name?
Saoirse.
I know that was the most fascinating thing about the story is where did that name come from?
Saoirse.
Saoirse. I only know that because there's an actress, Saoirse Ronan. That's an Irish name.
Why can't any Gen Z people have a normally spelled name? And I'm not blaming the Gen Z people. What the fuck is that?
I know. They got to be different. Well, that's like
it just makes it hard to look them up.
It's all them Gen Xers and those weird names for their kids.
I know I mentioned it.
Oh, we don't care. So we're just going to name it something weird.
Or spell it really weird.
Dick. We don't care. But going back to, I know I mentioned this before, the victims up in Canada.
The two guys.
The two guys that were murdered. For, yeah. The couple that was murdered.
They're still on the run, right?
Yeah, they think they're dead.
Canada.
But her name was China, which I thought was weird enough.
The victim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the way it was spelled was even stranger, and I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, at what point?
Chynna, maybe?
Yeah, two N's. Yeah, why?
Whatever.
When she's growing up. Is she going to wonder?
I'm mad at her. She's killed. I know. She murdered. Well, I'm mad at her for a name.
And she didn't name herself. Be mad
That's
at her.
That's a great name.
Although she could have changed it. I'm just saying.
I'm still not happy with her.
I don't know why.
It's really shallow. I feel like she got off on it. Like, they correctly named her, and she just enjoyed having this wacky spelled name until she was snuffed out.
I just think of this little kid going, well, is the country spelled differently than my name? Why can't you just name her? Whatever.
Stupid name.
At least spell it like China Phillips. I don't know.
Right, people have to name all their kids one wacky thing, you know.
I know.
One China, wacky China, theme.
China. 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 China.
Or where all alliteration.
Yeah.
Like the Kardashians.
So, let's see. Let me mention a couple things here that are... Have these been redone?
I reordered them,
okay,
yeah.
So we're not as disorganized as we were at the end of last week. Been some weird days around here. Stacking them deep, selling them cheap, selling cars like candy bars, slinging heaps to all good peeps. That's a few of the things our friends at Zotford and Holly are all about. Plus, they think they're poets, and they might just know it. Either way, Zotford is known for their massive inventory, award-winning coffee, leather massage chairs, fresh movie-style popcorn. So Matt Jennings was enjoying all of these things up there.
Oh, all right.
You got a
new one?
No, I got his windshield replaced. Was it windshield?
What'd you do?
Tire? I don't know, but they replaced it, and it was covered, so he was very happy.
Cool. Yeah, and it just so happened on TV there was a story about millennials, so he snapped a picture of it and put my head on there.
That was funny.
That was really funny. What did it say? Millennials ruin something?
We ruined something.
Big picture of Brandon smiling.
It was great. Here it is. It's... Blame It on the Millennials was the headline, and it's Brandon sitting at... What are you sitting at there?
I have no idea.
I don't know, some desk. But the thing is, the guy's like looking at his computer, and you're turned.
You dick!
It doesn't make any sense how you would turn your head like that. It's funny.
When he's turning from the computer, it's because he's going to fart.
Yeah.
So he's apparently smiling over a future fart.
That's grand.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Foosball. Incredible deals, fast, friendly customer service. If you're supporting the podcast and saving fat stacks of cash while buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, head to Zot Ford today. That's where Gary, Gabara, Anthony, Janie, Stacy, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will make all of your automotive dreams come true. Just ask Pedro. Surf their bombastic deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Hall Financial, the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. And I talked to someone who said, you should read more testimonials about Hall. And we have so many of them that I should be able to do that just by searching on Hall Financial. Sender contains Hall Financial.
Wait! I can read it. I can read it.
Holy crap. Okay, David. Here we go.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know about my experience with Hall Financial. First of all, I would never contact them if it wasn't for the Drew and Mike podcast. Thank you for picking and vetting such quality sponsors. They weren't really vetted that hard, but they are great. I contacted them about a refi. Chris got to work for me quickly and immediately went to work on some options. All questions were answered clearly and quickly, and most importantly, honestly, simple, no BS. I also compared their offer with another mortgage company, and Hall's rates were lower, and most importantly, their fees were much lower. I shaved 12 years off my mortgage. I will save over $244,000 by eliminating my 30-year mortgage, 27 years left, and converting to a 15-year mortgage with no ridiculous PMI insurance. They also came to me to do the closing, which took less than a full Jackson. I highly recommend Hall Financial. And that's a nice note from Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
What more can you say about Hall Financial? Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000 or go to Drew and Mike Show. Click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you. And they are fast. They're always fast. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
Man. Partially, yeah. Sorry.
I was just asking Brandon if OJ, I knew he put out a very important message, and then before
yes,
we
he did.
Totally leave the mass shootings behind for yeah. the weekend.
Yeah, why don't we get OJ's message? I think he puts a great perspective here. And he's just the person to do it, too.
Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly. I want to start by sending my condolences to El Paso,
Can you
Ohio.
Believe he's doing this?
What about the Goldmans? You going to send your condolences to them? Even if you didn't murder them,
people.
Did you ever send your condolences to them?
No, he murdered them. We know he murdered
and
them.
Look at these pussies with these guns. All right. Get a knife.
Nobody knows the solution to murder better than I do.
All right, get ready for the history lesson.
Oh, great.
Oh, man, it's horrible.
Oh, look how affected
Americans
he is.
Should be affected by this.
Shut up, Juice.
You know, I'm a history buff. I watch all the history.
Like the time you killed those two people?
Recently, I was watching a show on History Channel about Germany in the 30s. And
you've just
how
been
they came out of the Great Depression. They were affected as much as anyone, mainly because of the sanctions placed on them because of World War One. Deserves.
Ooh, the Germans!
So smart.
They came flying out of that depression, man. They were building roads, the Autobahn, affordable cars for
time
all
out.
The
Autobahn built
time
in the 30s?
The Autobahn was a Hitler thing to move soldiers and materials around quicker.
Ah, you're getting there. Hold on.
Wait, is he going to correct me?
Oh, well.
But the superhighway.
And then he's going to kill you. I got some getting even to do.
The Autobahn for cars was built that literally?
I believe so.
Really?
That's
okay.
What I always
okay.
thought.
I didn't know that. It seemed a little early.
But Jews is apparently going to tell me I'm wrong. And then he's going to murder me.
Makes it sound like everybody had a car.
Yeah, they were working. You know, their factories were booming. Now we know they were building U-boats and Panzer tanks. But in any event, their economy was booming. Then they added something special. They added hatred. Hatred for
special.
People, for a race of people, and for a religion.
Something special.
And we know what that led to. What's amazing is when the war was over, how many Germans say they didn't know the atrocities were taking place? I guess they were too blinded by the economy. Now in America, our economy is booming. Thank God. Love it. But what else is booming? Hatred. To me, anybody who's not speaking out loudly against the ideology.
I love OJ wagging his finger.
I know.
are against the guns that are being used.
I hope he starts talking out about the judicial system, which he benefited greatly from.
Booming economy, hatred. Sounds familiar.
He's on target with a lecture because people love lectures now. They just love them. They must.
He likes knives. He doesn't like guns.
So he was talking about after the First World War, then the Autobahn was built. Okay. And then they have some that special hatred.
Do we know what year the Autobahn was built? Was it the
30s? I mean, they didn't have many cars, did they? When were cars
popular? He said something about the Volkswagen, the bug, that everybody was buying bugs, which I guess it's possible because...
No, he's right.
Our factories were booming before that.
Yeah, it started in 29, but it took years and years and years. I mean, by the time it was completed, yeah, it was all up in the Nazi regime and Hitler.
And the thing that made the Autobahn great is that special ingredient, hate! talking about...
Let's play the Dan Gilbert video, too, while we're on videos, because Dan Gilbert released a video, and honestly,
quite
I was
surprising.
Encouraged by it, because he sounds okay.
Yeah.
And it sounds okay.
Most importantly, he sounds like his wits are among him.
Now, this video, I don't have the greatest quality, because it seems like it was captured by a cell phone off of somebody else's laptop computer. Because
he emailed it to the employees of Quicken.
Good morning, everyone. Dan Gilbert here, remember me? I'm from downtown Chicago, Illinois. Keep doing what you're doing, because whatever you're doing is going great. Going much better since I left a few weeks back, I noticed. So thank you. Thank you for all your well wishes and all the letters and notes, emails, voicemails, texts, whatever it is. I read every single one, and I really appreciate it. Keeps me going. So thank you again, and be nice to Jay, nice to Matt Risen. That's good. I appreciate that.
Could the person taped it tell people to shut up?
I don't know.
He's taping it.
Well, a couple things.
There's no clean copy of that?
Not yet.
Not that we've seen, yeah.
Okay.
Nobody wants to get busted.
There is a couple weird edits in there.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Which is kind of
I didn't
odd.
See the edits. I didn't
it's
even
like,
notice.
It's like Rick Beato's YouTube videos.
It's got to be better than that.
Because the jump cut is to the same shot.
Yeah.
So you can see the edit.
I mean, it's encouraging that he's talking and giving
messages.
Sounds
good, yeah.
Yeah, I could pick a couple things out there, but, you know, they said he's in for a long rehab.
He's in rehab.
Yeah. So I just didn't know he'd be this good, to be honest.
No, it's actually surprising.
He's moving a little bit, and he seems to be talking off the top of his head. So, hey, I think it's very encouraging.
Uh-huh. Sad.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure he's going through a really tough time, but it's encouraging.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Charlie Langdon post that?
He did.
Yeah. It's kind of a
coup for Charlie. Charlie Langdon.
Look at that picture of Charlie.
I love Charlie.
He's the best.
I love Charlie, too.
I never realized how well-dressed he was until a buddy pointed out. Now I can't stop looking at his suits and his shoes, and he's just top-notch.
Yeah. He was here with LaDuff, and he was looking sharp.
He was great on Let It Rip today, too.
Oh, was he? What were they talking about? Oh.
What do you think?
You know,
let
honestly,
it rip.
But I mean,
what is there left to be said? It's like, do something. Do something.
Political. No, I know.
I mean, at least, you know, follow the will of the people. Can we just do that?
No. They're not going to do
that. That's all I ask. You know, about 2 weeks ago, it was after Gilroy. I don't know what compelled me to do this because I'm really sort of one of those people. And I know, don't get mad. Don't send me a pissy email. I find myself saying, do we really need assault weapons? Do we really need assault weapons?
Define assault weapon!
That's exactly the email I'm going to get.
Yeah.
And so what I did was, what do the polls say? Are people against them, for them? And generally, most polls show that people are not in favor of banning assault weapons. And so, you know, maybe I'm a vote against them because I don't need them, and I don't see why people need them, to be honest. And don't send me one, if we ban them, only the bad guys will have them. I know all the talking points, okay?
I know.
I think I'd feel bad manufacturing them, to be honest. If I were a manufacturer, I don't think I'd want to manufacture them.
So you look at your bank account.
I know.
And you firmly believe in that. I get that.
Anyway, the will of the people appear. When I looked online, most of the polls said people were not in favor of banning assault weapons. As far as raising the age to 21, that seems obvious to me. But we can't even seem to get that done, and I don't know what the polls are on that. But I'm for the will of the people.
I wanted to stop this one. They were both over 21.
And people keep saying that a large majority favors a national registry.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
I, that's always been my thing, a national registry and a license to use one.
I don't know why that's such a big deal.
And I remember we had Nugent on mentioned that too, and he goes, that's fine as long as we can, you know, conceal weapon carry over state lines. And I'm like, I'm fine with that. Go ahead. But if you go through that, then fine. I don't care because state lines are imaginary lines anyway, for the most part.
By the way, someone pointed out that the Cincinnati shooter didn't have a concealed weapons permit. In other words,
wait, Cincinnati?
Yes, or no, Dayton.
Okay,
yeah. And so that when he arrived,
things are so bad, I thought it was a different shooting.
I know it's crazy. And I'm like, you know, he has weapons. He went to a bar and he shot a shitload of people.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Are we really worried about his concealed weapons permit or whether he broke the law? He shot a bunch of people.
And the fact of the matter is there's probably very few gun laws that would have changed.
But, I mean, there seems to be some comfort in, well, all the gun laws were followed, so this is, you know, it's okay. Until he was shooting people, it was okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Too many. By the way, I got to tell you, too.
By the way, on that guy, nice body armor. He showed up in body armor, and the cops took him down right away.
Guy was really after his sister, wasn't he?
Originally, yeah, and then he decided to kill, you know, 9 random people.
He needs all that body armor to kill his sister?
He probably thought it was cool. He knew he was going out with a, with a bang. And so he's going to kill
his boyfriend,
sister.
I guess.
He's going to kill both of them, so why not kill a bunch of randos?
Want to bang his sister?
The guy's sick. Do you think so?
I don't know. Why would he kill a sister and a boyfriend?
There's a lot of pictures. Jealous? There's a lot of pictures of them online that are really close. Not that brothers and sisters can't be close, but almost awkward. She just sounded like a bigger success story than him.
Well, I know he was working at Chipotle, I think.
Yeah, he was bummed.
Looking for a job in the service industry.
Yeah. And she's a psychiatrist at Wright State. Look at that turd.
Yeah, no, he looks really soft.
I have a serious issue.
Just kill yourself next time.
This turd over here, the El Paso one,
yeah.
He looks like McLovin's picture on his fake ID.
Really?
He does. Look at this.
Oh, I'm sorry to laugh.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, there's a
great.
There's a resemblance.
If McLovin was really mad.
If he had McLovin's glasses, too.
Eh, they're pretty close.
Oh, boy.
This guy?
Yeah. Oh, what a zero.
How horrible.
What a fucking zero that guy
guess,
is.
I'm going to guess incel.
And all these guys love each other, and they just read about each other, and it's just they're so cool. And, yeah, I mean, they all find each other online. And
so that guy put the Yelp pat. I hate that we have to separate him.
I am McLovin.
So McLovin had posted on 8chan, which I guess is the place to go now, that he was going to do this.
20
hour.
Minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah,
okay.
I think it was. Maybe it was a half hour.
And someone actually contacted the FBI.
What?
Yes.
Really?
They just didn't have enough time, I guess.
They couldn't get a blow in a call to Dayton?
No, El Paso.
Oh, well. So, Jesus Christ.
But you don't know where exactly. I don't think they knew exactly where, just that something was going to happen, and it just wasn't enough time, they said.
Well,
and then,
you know,
I was watching.
As far as 4chan and 8chan, they can't really do any better surveillance based on.
Yes, they could.
Of course. What's the problem?
I probably don't want to.
Why?
I don't know. Like I said, I believe that those boards, they're there.
Free speech.
Yeah, particularly for free speech. You can say anything.
Fine. But, you know, when you say you're going to murder a bunch of people, I think that's of someone's interest.
Yeah. Well, they did. And, you know, someone contacted. It just wasn't enough time.
But, I mean, you can say that.
But there's probably people on there saying that.
You're right.
You can say that on Facebook, on Twitter. I mean, it might get flagged or something. But
well, all the people that do it say it.
I
know a lot of extra people do it. Can the people that aren't going to do it stop saying it so we only know the people who are going to do it say it?
Yeah, unless you're serious about it. It's insane. It is insane.
I feel like saying you're going to shoot up a place is like yelling fire in a movie theater.
Because, well, it is now.
Yeah, but there's so many fucking people saying it now.
Well, lock them up.
By the way, these incel sites, and when people are worshiping these Columbine people, I mean, they're fucked up.
That's the mental health angle of it.
Well,
there's a lot of truth to
people that.
That
worship Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, I don't want them having a gun.
No, exactly.
I mean, can we red flag assholes? Like, what are we talking? Why are we wasting our time?
Okay,
go back to the email.
One last thing.
A waste
I was watching,
of fucking time.
I was watching the coverage of El Paso, and the quote from Wolf Blitzer at one time was, this preliminary information is preliminary and it will change. I just sat there and, well, that's why it's preliminary information.
Well, redundant Wolfie. Wolf,
he's the worst.
He's just hanging around. He's trying to complete some pension goal, obviously.
What, four times over? Means he turned the odometer on his pension?
Wolf, because I'm going to give you a reaction and it's personal.
His heart just isn't in it anymore. I don't know if it ever was.
One other thing. It's not really this topic, but there were a lot of people all pissed off because Bill Maher wants a recession.
Oh, he said that
because
before,
he thinks
yeah.
that. Well, I guess he got into stupid. It again Friday. And
I watched it, yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's dumb.
Well, it's real easy when you got plenty of money to say you want a recession. Mm-hmm. Recessions just completely fuck so many people. And by the way, so much of this PC BS would disappear in a recession because people all of a sudden have to really worry about shit.
Yeah. 100%.
But what an asshole. I mean, fuck you. Really a recession stupid. Could wipe us out. Yeah. I mean, when you're a high wire act and you're a small business, it's not easy to get through a recession.
He's getting a lot of shit, too, because he had Marianne Williamson on today. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Or today or last Friday. The, uh-huh. the woman running for president yeah. who's kind of...
The churchy, was, the God-loving...
She was Oprah's spiritual advisor. But she was talking about medication and
why does Oprah need a spiritual advisor?
Oh, I think that was back in the day. Whatever.
Does Oprah have a life coach?
I don't know. Well, maybe it's Bradley Cooper because she was just on a boat with him over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
It was fun.
Wait, why is Bradley Cooper hanging out with Oprah? Fuck you, Bradley Cooper.
I'll explain
what an
after
asshole
that.
You are.
It gets worse, but I'll explain after that. So
anybody, every female in the country is begging for a male to fuck a female. Something's really screwed up there.
Well, maybe
really,
he's banging
you're not
Oprah.
Running your life correctly. What is this guy living to be loved by chicks? Is that the only thing he cares about? Oh, look, he's with Oprah. He likes Oprah.
I think so.
I love Bradley Cooper.
So he was on a boat.
Why were we on his ass last year? What was it that came out about him? In the
Sahara.
No, it was something else. Oh, it was an interview, I think.
Was it when he was speaking perfect French or something like that?
Ugh. No, it was... I don't know if it'll come to me or not.
Can't we just
Damn
have
it.
The hangover Brad Cooper back instead of Bradley?
He's so
I just saw
perfect.
The A-Team over the weekend.
He's so wonderful. Bradley. Oh, my God, with Oprah. Oh, I love you, Bradley.
He was on a boat with Oprah and Katy Perry, who's over, and Orlando Bloom, because they were all in Sicily for
and Orlando Bloom's crank.
Yes, I know. That's how they were steering it. They put it in the water.
So they were fighting. What a they boring were fighting global boating. Warming.
What a bore.
Will you search the internet so
he
you can see a
picture
of it?
He can't even get laid on that
Brandon.
Boat trip.
Honestly, the boat was too small, in my opinion, too, for those four. They looked very uncomfortable. So they're out in Italy for this Google thing, which, by the way...
114 private jets, big carbon imprint.
They asked all the people, all the residents of this city to, you know, not gawk at these celebrities.
Oh, please, shut up.
Please don't take
shut
pictures.
Shut the fuck. Oh, my
and
God.
All I can think of is I would purposely gawk and take pictures now. Fuck them. They don't make the rules. This
they don't
my,
live there either.
My
They're just
town.
There.
Yeah.
Why do they have this? This is a summit on the environment, right?
I think it's
why
a
they have
it
in a place
a
where everyone has to take a private jet or a giant yacht?
No, just heaven in L.A. You're already there.
Exactly.
I don't get that at all. There's one person who's not there, by the way, that probably, well, that was invited, but he turned it down. It's Jeff Bezos. And you know what? You want to know?
Oh, wasn't he with Lauren somewhere?
He ditched it because he had to go meet her parents.
Oh. Oh, they can't be delayed. I'm going to this really important meeting. No, you said he'd be my parents.
So it gets worse.
It's Jeff Bezos.
I know.
How does meeting her parents? They're fucking, they're like on their deathbeds, aren't they?
First off, shouldn't they come meet him? Why is he going anywhere to meet anybody?
He's
Jeff
Bezos.
So the loser brother,
you can't
you know,
fly them in on a private jet to wherever he is. Couldn't he have flown them to the...
Well, couldn't they fly themselves? Because late last week he was introduced into, quote, the circle of trust, which is her brother and her parents, Eleanor and Ray Sanchez.
Brother's a dick. Her brother takes nude pictures of his sister and sends them out to the Inquirer.
All four have an obsession with flying. Eleanor, Ray, Lauren, and Bezos.
Oh, God.
Lauren, of course, is a helicopter pilot. Her dad is a flight instructor and still owns a flight school. And even mom has a pilot's license.
Oh, boy.
So that's what they talked about and got off. But then she had to leave to go to the Hall of Fame induction because Tony Gonzalez is being inducted.
What?
For the NFL Hall of Fame.
Wait. She's divorced from Tony Gonzalez.
She's still the mother of his child. He thanked her in the speech. And I was very mad at the end. Wasn't I mad at the NFL Network, Brandon? Because...
Oh,
because
they didn't show her.
They didn't show her at all. They showed his...
Was Bezos there with her?
No. Well, I don't know because they didn't show her.
That is lame.
They showed his mom.
Hey, Bezos knows
Bezos
anything
probably
about
paid the cameraman $5 million not to show him.
He doesn't know anything about football.
Bullshit. He would have been...
Look, I'll open a hedge fund for you. Don't show me.
I disagree. He would have paid them to show him at a perfect angle with his vest on and his arms. So you can see how big his arms are with his sunglasses. And make sure there's no shine on my head.
He takes his... Give me a 2-minute warning so I can take my shirt off before you show me.
Then they showed Tony Gonzalez's they showed his grandma, who's still alive,
mm-hmm.
at like 108 or whatever.
101.
Seriously, Michelle, but...
Oh, she was cute, Mark.
She was adorable. But she had this really thick blanket on her. It's like 100 degrees out.
Okay. Oh, grandma.
Glad you went there instead of the other.
What, oh, her teeth? Well, I don't know.
My teeth were so messed up.
She can't do anything about her teeth.
Did you hear about the kid that had 526 teeth in his mouth?
Yes.
God, what a drag.
Yeah, gross.
Whoa.
Bezos. Did you find the boat picture or no?
Yeah, it was up there for...
Oh, why is he on a boat with them? He's such a bore.
Rare.
Isn't that boat
boat's
too
way
small?
Too small. It looks like a little paddle boat.
Is that Serena on the other side that we can't see?
Are they pretending they're trying not to leave a carbon footprint since they flew private jets in? They're making up for it with paddle boats.
Oh, how about this one?
What? Orlando Bloom nude.
By the way, Orlando Bloom is holding court with those four. Shouldn't he be the last to get to speak out of those four? And it looks like Bradley Cooper's really bummed out by whatever he's talking about. Like, oh. The thought bubble where Bradley said is, will you shut the fuck up?
I should be talking.
Yeah, exactly.
God, I don't like him. Why is he there anyway? Why is Bradley Cooper there?
What
does he have to do with this?
Because he made A Star Is Born.
So he's an important person in correcting environmental issues?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Obviously. Why is anybody there?
It has nothing to do with it.
Sure, why is Katy Perry there?
That's a good question.
Because she's married to Orlando
Bloom?
She
rented a Maserati that gets very low mileage and was tooling around the island.
Wait, do you think Orlando Bloom is there because she was invited or she was invited because Orlando Bloom
is there? Good question. Well, she owes some Christian songwriter $3 million. Ha ha!
Her cut is only like 500 grand.
Oh. She wrote one-sixth of the song?
I know. Well, they sued everybody.
God.
What a joke this Google party is. I was trying to find, there's a hotel owner that was told to notify all the people staying in his hotel not to gawk at the celebrities. But they didn't name the hotel, so I couldn't track them down.
That's too bad. We should call and complain that we represent a celebrity who was gawked
upon.
People were looking at my client. Regular people.
Ugh. Don't look at me!
Okay. I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
You did?
Oh, man.
I did.
Damn, I didn't see it.
I know. And I'm really bummed that nobody's seen it because I'm dying to talk about it.
All right. I'm going, maybe I'll go tonight.
I think you'll like it.
Did you like
it? Too long?
Yeah, I loved it. I did. I liked it.
Even with the length.
Yeah, the length was, you know, I get a little antsy, but it carried me. Pitt is so good. Leo is great. I honestly can't think of a movie I liked either one of them better in.
Really?
I guess I should think about that.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Gilbert Grape.
This Boy's Life?
That's close.
Because of De Niro, though.
They're great.
Wolf of
They're
Wall
great
Street,
together.
It's hard to beat that with
They're really
with
good.
Leo.
I like Brad Pitt. I've always liked Brad Pitt, in spite of the fact that he can nail any chick on the planet. I still like him, which shows you how good a guy he
really?
Must be.
Yeah. Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
And Leo's okay. I don't really have anything against Leo. He's a great actor. I don't fall for all of his shit, but...
Did Margot Robbie have enough speaking lines for you?
I have to tell you, Sharon Tate... I mean, is there a lot of audio of Sharon Tate? I mean, did she say a lot of important things that we have missed?
No, she's mostly famous because
she's really hot.
She was murdered.
Yeah,
and she's really hot.
Really she's hot. No, yeah. She's one of the most beautiful women ever.
She was. No, I thought she was incredibly beautiful. And Margot Robbie, I thought, did a nice job playing her.
How about the guy that played Manson?
I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
Yeah, no spoilers.
I have to tell you one of the, let me do the break and come back to it because it's a great topic. I think you guys are really going to like it.
Tease.
I really do. But the dog days of summer are here, and that can only mean one
thing. Why should I think about Sharon Tate today? Do you know how many people have died since Sharon Tate died?
Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zot need to make some room, so it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. How about a 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month? How about a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month? Give these guys a shot. If you're interested in these models, please give Zot a shot. They've been so good to us. How about Ram? How about Ram trucks? People love those Ram trucks. They're having a great year. Go lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-not-to-be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. I haven't noticed as much cruise activity on Woodward. Is something wrong this year?
No, there doesn't seem to be much at all.
How can that be?
I don't know. I'm baffled
by it. People are just crazy for a month before the big cruise. And the cruise is an amazing event. Mm-hmm. Everybody with a restored car and old car is out there. And usually for months beforehand, they're just out there. It's traffic,
nonstop.
And I haven't seen it that much.
Well, maybe they're adhering to the one day out of the year.
I wish. I mean, I'm sure this coming weekend will be bad.
Are they going to finish that Woodward corner or what? You know, the corner of 13 and Woodward that's been under construction forever? You know, there's going to be a lot of people that want to park there.
Yeah, with their hoods up. 20 years ago, since its very inception, Michigan's most experienced ophthalmologist, Dr. Yaldo, began performing LASIK. Now in 2019, over 30,000 served, the majority of whom got better than 20/20 vision. They got to throw away all that old technology. Corrective eye surgery is about quality of life and has been determined to be the safest surgery in all of medicine. 600,000 Americans get it every year. Quite a few from Dr. Yaldo. He's done over 20,000 multifocal lens exchange procedures, which also eliminates reading glasses for those 45 and over to go along with 20/20 or better far vision. Close to 100 of our listeners have gotten one of those surgeries, and we're still waiting for our first complaint. They take just a few minutes. It's painless. You throw out all the old technology. It's so easy. Go to Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell them we sent you for $1,500 off the regular price. Now, that's a new thing. $1,500 off with Dr. Yaldo. And you can check out new frames or sunglasses because they've got great line of both. And many are finding if they're not interested in LASIK, they can do that and still support Dr. Yaldo, one of our great advertisers. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Okay, cool.
And one thing about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that I really liked, and I think other people will appreciate this. You know, it's 50 years ago in 1969, summer of 69. Actually, the movie starts in February of 69. Is radio was so big then. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody listened to AM radio primarily, although FM had inched its way in. And so everywhere you go, you know, there's always KHJ playing or one of those LA stations. And, oh, my God, the soundtrack is fantastic.
Well, he's always got great soundtracks.
I thought it was really good, and I thought it was really on, too. There was nothing – I don't think I heard anything that was – because sometimes you go, hey, that song's from 76.
Yeah. AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
I remember people going crazy about that with Dazed and Confused because that is a fantastic soundtrack.
There's two soundtracks.
People were very upset that, hey, this is supposed to take place in the summer of 77.
I think I went crazy over a couple songs.
78.
Yeah. No, it's a great soundtrack and some. I thought he did a really good job of picking songs that weren't so obvious, which made it more fun for me because I love music. And it actually made me realize, too, part of my taste in music, so much of my taste was formed then because there was so much great rock, and rock was becoming, you know, psychedelic, and it was expanding, you know, A Day in the Life, a lot of these long songs, which no one plays anymore, I guess, you know, Deep Purple. I think Deep Purple, it was Hush in the movie?
Yeah.
There was a Deep Purple song. You know, Yes, and some of Yes's longer songs, and Zeppelin had some. I mean, there were a lot of those really cool. But at the same time, there was such a pop sensibility about music then. And even, you know, the Doors had big hits. The Beatles, the Stones, the Who, they all had hit records. You know, it wasn't just, like, the rock charts. The top 40 charts contain, yeah, great song. Great song. That is on the soundtrack.
And maybe because I know this now, it sounds like a Tarantino movie song.
It does. But he combines some of those cool kind of classic rockier along with some good pop.
Bob
hits.
Seger. Bob Seger's in
the Seger yeah. has a song in the movie which fit just beautifully. God, it was cool to hear that.
You want me to read you the listing?
Okay. I think can you play, though, there's one song that he just blew my mind with, and it was Roy Head, Treater Right.
Yeah.
We used to play that on WROV in Roanoke, and I was like, well, what is that song? And Roy Head is, I think he's still out there touring. He's a Texas guy, I believe. But it's, I mean, it's a...
Is this the one DiCaprio's doing the twist to on the TV show, or no?
In this movie?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I know what you're talking about, Mark.
From the trailer?
Yeah.
It's one of those songs, I mean, it sounds dated, but it's really...
Oh, you're looking good, baby.
It almost sounds like a...
Man.
I want to tell you a story every man ought to know.
What do they call Monster Mash? A certain kind of song. Oh, cut it out.
Novelty song?
Yeah, novelty song, but it's not. Does it sound like that?
I thought the beat doesn't.
I gotta find out. This might have been. This might be.
Spider-Man!
You didn't tell me that. Love, brother, love's traveling salvation show. That's in the movie, too. The Neil Diamond
song. Oh, yeah. It gets a nice treatment. Yeah, I thought the soundtrack was just dynamite and just the. There's a little bit of the radio, commercials, jingles, you know, yeah. stuff like that. There could have been more of that, honestly.
How about this one?
Yep. I love the way Feliciano yeah! does this. Until he gets wacky at the end with,
Feliciano.
with the S-Pen.
Hey, Feliciano!
I never liked his version of Light My Fire until recently. I really like it now. Roy Head wrote Tree to Write in 65, so he might have written that before the Batman theme, because Batman didn't come out till 66, so I don't know.
Mitch Ryder has a song on here, too.
Yes, he does. It was really an outstanding soundtrack. I mean, it's the story, too. I mean, you really have that foreboding feeling because you know what's coming, but I like so many things about it. I'm just trying to think specifically. Who else is besides Margot Robbie and Pitt and
DiCaprio?
Oh, what about Luke Perry's final performance?
Oh, that's right.
Luke Perry wasn't a huge factor in the movie.
Did you recognize him?
No, I did not.
Oh, I'm wondering if
yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I was wondering if it was one of those things where they were probably going to scratch it, you know, leave it on the director's cut, but since he passed, they threw
He got a credit. I know that. But I thought, as far as Tarantino movies, see, I'm not one of those people that likes everything he does.
Yeah.
But when I like something he does, I really do like it. And I love Pulp Fiction. Reservoir Dogs, I like it. Oh, but
I love it.
I wasn't crazy about it.
Django.
Wasn't crazy about it.
You didn't like Django?
Not really.
But the Bastards.
Inglourious
Great.
Bastards,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
That might be my favorite Brad Pitt movie.
Kill Bill.
Did you notice a lot of the recycled actors? Like, was Michael Madsen, is it?
Oh, Michael Madsen.
Madsen.
Was he in it?
Was he in it?
I'm not sure. I'm just saying.
He's in a lot of Tarantino's.
Tarantino tends to, you know, well, stick with Tim Roth. Or
Al Pacino's got a pretty nice role in it.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Really? I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
What's that?
Who plays Roman Polanski? Is he in it? Do they have a Roman Polanski character?
The character's not real. He's very much in the movie, but more in the movie than anything.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, that movie made me want to have a sports car. Watching those guys wing around those.
You know, it's based, I mean, a lot of it's based loose on stuff, but Pitt's character is based on the guy that lived with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I guess the guy got a divorce from his wife, and Burt's like, well, come on, move into my bachelor pad, and he stayed there for 12 years.
Burt Reynolds was the leading movie star in the world 5 straight years.
I think he ended up directing or writing, was it Cannonball Run, maybe, with Burt? The stunt.
Oh, the stunt Reynolds.
Yeah, I don't know how much to give away, but Brad Pitt and Leo are, of course, closely linked to the movie.
Yeah.
They're good friends. And there's a relation, there's a professional relationship there, and it's kind of complicated. But I thought that was one of the, and if you see it, maybe you'll go along with me here. I thought that friendship was one of the cool things in that movie.
Okay.
Just the way sort of you have people's backs, and I don't think we always understand why somebody has somebody's back. But, you know, if you're friends, you know, it's weird. Like, I know with the show, for example, and there's some people we really like who've gotten in trouble, and you kind of feel like, oh, crap, you know. I gotta kind of be, not have his back necessarily, but I'm not going to pound lumps on this guy if it's something kind of dumb, you know. I don't want to mention names.
When you were watching Brad and Leo on the screen together, did you think to yourself,
I would just like to see the two of you get it on.
I was wondering if they were getting it on briefly.
It was. Wait, the characters or the actors? The
characters.
This is from Rolling Stone. I guess there's a lady named Mary Ramos. She's Tarantino's music supervisor. And she says, when selecting songs for his films, it starts in a record store, which is what they call Tarantino's record room in his Hollywood home. So they just sat down and started going through songs. What a cool job that is.
Yeah, that's,
for her.
That's a great gig. And Cameron Crowe does so well, too.
He invites me over, and I madly scribble as he's talking a mile a minute, pausing to put the needle down on a bunch of records. That's pretty crazy.
They always pick a couple songs where I go, oh, my God! You know, like Porpoise, the monkey song in...
Head?
Is that Vanilla Sky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. It's like the one monkey song I think is kind of cool, and I just, it was such an obtuse song to pick.
Well, there's a music writer for you, though. But I guess Tarantino.
And it wasn't a hit.
He was very specific that no music after 69, no remakes of any song by any modern people.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is unnerving when it happens.
Because
I start thinking, well, no, if it's a song that doesn't fit the time, I always start thinking, wait, well, here did that come out next time? 2 minutes of the movie have gone by. How far in are we, Brandon?
50.
Is that all? I'm really stuck on this Monkees tour, too, because it's really the Mike Nesmith, Mickey Dolenz tour.
Yeah.
And they sang every other song. Yeah, and these family members that were in the... Because I was like, who's that lady? She's not doing anything. And she was sort of singing back up, playing cowbell and stuff. And it's like, I'd be pissed if I was on the payroll knowing that.
Harry, that sounds great.
That she's sucking up a share.
Yeah, why is she sucking up a piece of the action? It turned out it was his sister.
Well, better yet, why is she really sucking up a piece of the...
I don't know. Well, she's not going to complain.
Anything else to do?
Oh, also, you know, on the music front, D.A. Pennebaker died.
Hey, that sounds great.
Who's that?
D.A. Pennebaker.
Besides having a cool name.
Documentarian. He did the Dylan Don't Look Back documentary.
Oh, the second best.
Never heard of him.
Second best Dylan documentary maker.
Yes, of course. He's the subject of the other one. Isn't his pictures that were the subject?
Yeah, that's not Pennebaker, though.
What? No, they were his pictures, though, weren't they?
Yeah, but I can't remember the guy's name.
No, I know. The guy was the Dylan impersonator who, you know, plays Dylan music and dresses like Dylan and thinks he looks like Dylan. And, in fact, I bought it because it said, I think it said, what's the Thunder? Wait, what was that? It's Crazy Tour 75.
Rolling Thunder.
Rolling Thunder review, you know, Dylan Live 68 to 75 or something. I'm like, oh, my God, Dylan 68. I'm not familiar with these tracks being out there. And I get it, and it's pictures of the tour. And he's, like, going through all the pictures and commenting on them. And then he's walking around town acting like Dylan. People going, hey, you look like Bob.
It's like being stuck with a friend who just wants to go through his album and then talk about how
much
he looks like Bob Dylan. You can't get away.
I couldn't believe it. I paid, like, $16.99 for it. That was the biggest ripoff possibly ever. Well, we watched it on the air. I mean, it was
terrible.
Outrageous.
Terrible.
So D.A. Pennebaker, who probably got a cut of that POS, he passed away at 94. But he had some pretty good rock docs.
Monterey Pop is his?
Yeah, Monterey Pop is his. There's a couple others. And he did some other docs, too. He's sort of the father of the doc, I think.
Ziggy Stardust?
Yeah, Ziggy Stardust. That's right, 73.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, he did an Alice Cooper doc?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What year was that?
1970.
Oh, wow. I'd love to see that one.
65 Revisited.
Hmm.
That's the Dylan one.
Yeah, Don't Look Back is very interesting because Dylan is at his, you know, he's just on top of the world at that moment, and he's just arrogant and cocky as hell. and they lay in a lot of stuff that would surprise you, I would think. I enjoyed it anyway.
Huh.
So that was one of those... Rolling Stone has a nice article about D.A. Pennebaker's career.
Did you ever see Up Your Legs Forever?
No, I didn't. What's that?
John and Yoko. You did that one, too.
Oh, is that the one where the fly goes up her body?
I don't know.
I think there's a movie, John and Yoko did a lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
Time you shut your cake hole, Yoko!
Oh, my God. This sounds so dumb. The film was based on Ono's earlier script, film number 12. The earlier script... read, quote, the camera work of the film should constantly go up, 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 nonstop. Collect 367 pairs of legs and just go up the legs.
Boring.
Cut. Who cares?
I wonder what's more boring, Andy Warhol's worst movies or Yoko Ono's worst movies? It's, God, that would be a film festival.
Oh, boy, that sounds terrible.
A battle that would
be. Unless they're hot chicks' legs.
Well, yeah, Warhol did have some good-looking women in his movies. No doubt, Nico and Edie Sedgwick.
You don't think Yoko did?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
I really, really don't.
Yeah. Let's see where the bush starts on her. Yikes.
That's going to be a long segment of the movie if you're following a fly up her leg.
The trouble in filming it was just only get one fly. They had to keep all the other ones away from there, swat them away.
I want to mention Luke Nowacki and what Luke does, because Luke helps people plan their financial future, which is something people aren't really keen to sit down and do. But at some point, well, you got to do it, especially if you got a couple kids, you think about college, and you got retirement in there somewhere. These things do come up eventually. If you're fortunate, it will happen to you. So if Luke is a person who can answer questions for you or get you on the track to planning at all, it's worth your time. And it's a free consultation, 248-663-4748, to reach Luke Nowacki and put his team to work for you. Maybe you left a 401k somewhere and you just get a statement every 3 months or even every year in some cases. And you're wondering, did I really pick the right things 20 years ago when I started that sucker? Or what should I be doing with it now? Again, call Luke Nowacki. He'd love to help you. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Service up through Reliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated. Member separately owned other entities and or marketing names. Products or services referenced here independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated. There was a Facebook post from Frank Murphy.
Yeah, here it is.
On the Drew and Mike fans.
If you want to read it.
Yeah, and I saw the... I think his sister put something out, too, that Jerry, he's Frank's cousin. Say goodbye to my cousin Jerry Bonici at a memorial service yesterday. I hadn't been heard from for a few days. The family went to check on him. He was found dead, peacefully lying in his recliner with the Drew and Mike podcast queued up. Apparently, he fell asleep in his recliner while listening to the podcast and died in his sleep. Many stories are told of the wake, including how I recently had lunch with his 12-year-old niece and told her funny stories about the Drew and Mike show. Hey.
Only clean ones, all right.
Thanks, Jerry.
He says that,
there's two Jerry Bonicis in our group? Really?
Yeah.
The other one is alive and well. Well, sorry about Jerry.
Some great comments, too, from listeners underneath.
Oh, did you print them?
Yeah. And he wrote, too. He wrote a little more about, Frank wrote a little more about Jerry.
My condolences. Nice way to go. Wouldn't mind laying back to us in the show on the way out. Sorry for your loss. He also gets to be with Jackson and Urethra. My condolences. Jerry will be missed. Incredible. I'm friends with Jerry's sister, Julie. Very sad to hear of his passing. I was happy to know he was listening to his favorite podcast, though. Thanks for the short bio on his life. Dead at the age of who gives a fuck? He gets to see Mike Clark, too. Jerry was the name Mike Clark always used in his diatribes piece. That's true.
That's right, yeah. Generic man.
Jerry had a son very young, but was married to the mom only briefly. Nonetheless, he was an amazing dad. His son, Christopher, was his whole life. They were more than father and son. They were best of friends. Jerry turned Chris onto Miles Davis. Chris turned Jerry onto thrash metal. It was a great relationship. Boy, these guys are rock dogs. Yeah. October 2014, Christopher, his mom, two half-sisters, and stepdad were struck by an irresponsible driver. Oh, my God. Mom and stepsister were injured badly, sent to different hospitals. Christopher was killed instantly. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Funeral was delayed a couple weeks. Nope's mom and sister be able to attend. They did transport from different hospitals via ambulance. One in a wheelchair, one in a hospital gurney. The funeral was the first time they'd seen each other since the day of the accident. The reunion was the hardest thing I've ever seen at a funeral. Oh, boy. Jerry was not the same after the loss. Didn't have Christopher to talk about anymore. It seemed like he was at a constant loss for words of his shell of his former self. Oh, man. Wow. That is a sad, sad probably story.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Yeah, Jerry was, he and I were very close in age. So I was sorry to see that. That is just too young. Do we have Kevin Spacey's poetry reading? Kevin Spacey making an appearance? Is he trying to test the waters?
Yes.
And see if everything's all right?
Workshopping?
See if he can read a little poetry at a museum? In Rome.
Really highbrow.
What?
I'm kind of bummed nobody heckled him. Wouldn't that be easy?
Yeah, I was totally bummed. Why didn't they heckle him?
And there must have been no one there. The name of the poem is The Boxer.
I feel my body. Free. I feel.
Just like you felt that kid's body?
It reacts. I keep moving and hitting. We're there. Feeling my blows, I know I have to hold fast and carry on. He hits me in the face.
By the way, he's overacting.
Rush goes through me, pure, unstemmed pain.
Oh, quit being so artsy, you fucking creep.
Nice suit.
The wound is open.
I'm sorry, I'm really against this guy having a comeback. I hate him.
I think he's applying this poem to himself, too.
Yeah, just like his previous thing.
Yeah.
He just comes. I get the feeling he's just a total asshole, predator, sicko, sick fuck.
Should we call Randy?
I love that. Oh, boy. Maybe not. If we want to talk about his drumming, maybe.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't have the energy for
Randy. You know, I feel sorry for Randy. He's so mad at Kevin. His father was horrible, obviously. And it's pretty obvious, isn't it not, that he kind of wanted the place in the spotlight that Kevin got.
Randy?
Between the drumming.
He should have
the Rod Stewart thing, which he says didn't happen now.
Should have it, man. The Rod.
We interviewed him about that.
Stop rewriting history, Fowler.
Yeah, and he's very put off that, you know, he and his sister have struggled financially while Spacey is just
won't
sitting.
Help him.
You know, he's sitting on a gold mine.
Well, I mean.
And I understand.
It'd be nice if he helped him, but he doesn't have to.
Right.
That was a lovely poem.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Exactly. He thinks he's so deep. He's a predator. I love the fact that he gets called out by the guy who he tried to boo-foo when the guy was 14. He goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm gay. I'm out. Here I am.
Oh,
you asshole. That's nothing to do with being gay.
No, people.
That was 14.
People were rightfully pissed at that, too.
They were very pissed. He tried to use being gay as an out.
He's trying to get sympathy.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice try,
so
Spacey.
Hard, so hard being gay. What he didn't fail to realize is that nobody cares anymore if you're gay or straight.
No.
And we all knew anyway.
Yeah. There was that dude who did the very terrible audition for The Outsiders. Daniel Tosh had him on. It's a famous viral internet video. And when he came on, he had said that he was in acting classes with Kevin Spacey back in the day, and everybody knew he was gay. And,
oh,
and that was 10 years ago he was saying this. So the writing was on the wall, but he was never officially out. So when he was busted, he used that as his excuse.
I feel like he was saving that, like a get-out-of-jail-free card. Like,
yeah,
I can't come out of the closet yet. I might be in trouble someday.
There's a lot of excuses. Like, there was an excuse today. There was an excuse that Mark got.
What? Oh, that's right, man.
I'm still reeling that we got a press release about the Travis Barker's daughter thing, which, you know, that thing, that story is so bad on so many levels. Just to refresh your memory, she's 13, and there's a 20-year-old drummer in a band called Echo Smith who was, you know, oh, you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I guess, was he doing all this communicating on her Instagram page?
I believe it was Instagram, yeah.
Okay. So then he once invited her to a barbecue, and she's like, you're like 40.
Ooh, ouch.
I'm 13.
Ouch.
And apparently he'd been sending her messages since she was 10.
Yeah.
And so there, you know, then he says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, it was inappropriate, and by the way, I'm 20, not 40, which I thought was, I thought that said something, the fact that he had to point out that he wasn't 40.
Yep.
I don't know why he had to do that, but he did. But then we go to her Instagram page, and she's taking all these little sexy, full makeup pictures like she's 19 or something.
She shouldn't be on Instagram.
Yeah, she's trying to get she's trying to get boners pointed at her on Instagram.
Why doesn't Instagram change that 13-year-old rule?
Put it up to 16 or something.
16, I got to tell you, 18. How about no one?
I feel like it's just so dumb, the whole thing.
This is their song, by the way. Listen to that drumming.
That's Echo Smith.
Yeah, this is a big hit.
Is it?
Not a bad song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about their music. I don't have anything against their music. I just thought these press releases were strange and interesting, and it's really a hideous story. And I still can't get over that this is Travis Barker and Shanna Mokler's 13-year-old. They're both very much in the public eye. Why is this girl trying to be hot on Instagram?
Yeah, don't you think he probably knew her age?
Yes. That would be my guess.
So this is the email I got on Friday. It's, I just want to make you aware of this below statement from Echo Smith's Graham. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. We noticed it was not included in your coverage on the podcast. Alabama
listened?
Yeah, they absolutely listened.
What? They listened to our podcast?
Yeah, they probably were searching hashtags and saw Echo Smith or Alabama Barker.
That's bizarre to me.
Well, you know.
Trying to control the narrative.
They hired a good publicist. I mean, they listened.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I'm listening. What did we not include?
Alabama Luella Barker had also made a statement on her Instagram stories, which we can't see because we don't follow her. Attached is a screenshot. We would appreciate it if you could include any additional coverage you do. Thanks. And then they have his quote where he's like, I invited Alabama to my parents' big family barbecue along with many other people. And it wasn't until she responded that I realized her age. At which point I apologized to her. I'm really sorry. I feel very bad about this. I didn't realize she was a minor and assumed she was my age. I made a careless mistake. This is a big lesson for me. And I apologize. And then they include the screenshot of her Instagram where she's just like,
I'm not a pervert.
Hi, guys. I'm posting on behalf of the drummer of Echo Smith. Both exclamation parts. I mean, this really shows she is 13.
God.
He had DM'd me. Direct message. He had DM'd me a while back in 2016. And then once again in July, saying I was beautiful.
She was 11 then.
Yeah. Saying I was beautiful.
10.
And invited me to a barbecue at his house. I'm very sorry about the situation and regretful. I forgive him and would like this all to be over. So that was
turn off the music, please.
She wants it to be, she wants it to be over because she's getting a lot of hate. She's getting a lot of people on her Instagram that are saying, "Hey, you're 13. Stop taking these photos." She wants this to be over.
See if she posted anything new, by the way.
She didn't do anything wrong, but she probably shouldn't be on there.
No, she shouldn't be on there.
But why is she getting shit though? That's
well, I don't know why anyone would give a 13-year-old shit. If you want to give someone shit, you know what? Why don't you send something to Travis or to her mother, who are probably
give them shit.
You don't even have to give them shit. You just tell them you think it's wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, here's some of the comments. I'm here because of the TMZ article about that poor drummer from Echosmith. Oh,
Lord, fans.
13 years old? No wonder Graham from Echosmith made a mistake about her age. She doesn't look 13.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. She doesn't, to his defense. She does not look 13.
So 2.5 hours after I got that email, though, I get another one that's an official statement from the family.
Oh,
Echosmith is a family band. They're all brothers and sisters.
What?
Yeah, whatever.
Partridge Family.
We have never publicly addressed this in the past, but given the events of the last few days, we feel compelled to speak out and offer some additional context and insight on the unfortunate misunderstandings that occurred and clear up the deeply hurtful mischaracterizations of Graham. As a child, Graham was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder and has difficulty understanding social cues.
Excuses.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be hitting on girls on Instagram then.
Exactly. Maybe he shouldn't be on Instagram. Maybe he shouldn't be a public figure then if he can't understand social cues. But that's funny because this is what the story is now, which why the other email from me? Why'd
so
I get two emails?
Does this mean we can count on autistic people to hit on inappropriate aged girls?
Apparently, yeah.
I don't know.
Just keep it in your back pocket like Spacey kept his coming out card. I'm on the spectrum. I didn't know. I'm sorry about that.
I'm gonna show a little sympathy for the Echosmith guy. She does not look 13. She really doesn't. The story just sucks all around. You know, here's this girl that wants a big following so she can be an influencer and make money, I suppose. And this is so twisted. And for all the PC stuff going on in the world, wouldn't you think that there'd be outrage about the fact that these young girls are doing this to make money and get attention and get a following and be influencers. And they're doing it at a very young age. And it's all about being sexual. It's not about them. It's not about anything, but they look, I don't even want to say it.
And the guy does seem very sorry that he invited
I'm sure
the
he
barbecue.
Is. And she doesn't look 13. I agree with him. I don't know about 2016.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Once again, if you're that bad at understanding social cues, maybe you shouldn't be on social media.
No.
Because if that's the case and that's the truth, then I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you're saying that's the truth, then it's going to happen again.
Echosmith's a family band?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about them.
What's the band from Oklahoma? Is that Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
That's Hanson.
You're both correct.
Are they?
They're both
family
bands
from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
What are the Kings doing these days?
I don't know. They were huge for a while.
They were really big. Summer.
They had a couple songs I kind of liked.
And then one guy didn't understand social cues. And
oh.
No, I don't understand.
I was going to say.
I totally don't remember that. I have no idea.
I saw a documentary on these guys. There's so many rock ducks. Oh, my God.
This is a huge song. I bet you they have a new album out that we don't even realize.
Well, you know, it's really strange how rock and roll is. There's just no rock. All of a sudden, there's just nothing, almost.
Well, there's nothing that gets played on mainstream.
Yeah.
No.
You'll still hear things on Octane that are new, but they don't get pushed.
Isn't that strange?
They've not had an album out in 3 years.
They're rich.
Yeah, but still.
Taking some time off to enjoy that cash.
What's that giant festival they have in Oklahoma every year for all the old classic rock bands that...
Oh!
Oh, God, what's it called? That thing... I was reading about that thing a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was really
like
funny.
A blast.
Yeah. No, it's like the big paycheck of the year for all the bands that don't make any money anymore.
The hell is it called, man?
Who was there? It was... God.
That's a great story.
Let's see.
Rocklahoma.
Yeah, that's it.
Rocklahoma.
Who's on the docket this
May.
Year?
Let's see.
Rocklahoma! It rocks pretty hard, doesn't it?
No one was on the docket because it doesn't look like they've done it in 2 years.
Get out of here.
That's a bummer.
They can't miss
it. Rock and roll!
Wait, no. They can't miss that paycheck.
This is really confusing. Yeah, I'm sorry. They do have a lineup there this year.
Oh,
there's kids out there that love this stuff.
Korn, who I believe is in town this week.
Uh-huh. I know. Beck
Disturbed,
and Brian.
Shine Down. This is a great lineup.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty good one.
Seether. Steel Panther, Brandon.
Fuck. I love Steel Panther.
Jackal.
Jackal!
Token Black Guy, Tech Nine. Maybe the only black guy so far. Buck Cherry. Oh, Seven Dust, two black guys. Pop Evil. Gwar! Why is Gwar so far down the list? Lita Ford. Why is Lita Ford so down the list? Ace Frehley solo.
Whoa! Ace! Gotta. I know I must have talked about Lita Ford's bio.
No.
I read it like. I couldn't remember if we really got into it or not, because I read it like a year and a half ago. She is really. Oh, boy, does she make bad choices in boyfriends.
who's on her list?
I think we must have talked about an episode, and I don't remember specifically. Band guys, I think. I want to say there was a guy from... Did she marry a guy from Wasp? Is that popular? Is that possible?
Tony Iommi from Sabbath.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
Yep. Guitarist Chris Holmes from Wasp.
That's it. Yeah. Total disaster.
She was married to him. The pair divorced, and Lita Ford began dating former Nitro vocalist Jim Gillette in 94. The couple was married after knowing each other for only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But they have two kids.
She falls way too in love.
Yeah.
And she subjugates herself completely. The other person just kind of dominates her.
Did you know she had a reality TV show called The Gillettes?
No.
Yeah.
No.
On TLC.
Really?
Should it have been called Lita Ford's Family?
Yeah.
I guess they're still married, so cool.
She can play a little bit. She got that hit with Ozzy.
Yeah, well, not to mention The Runaways.
Yeah.
Which are very underrated.
Oh. The Runaways are out now. They're out there playing.
Touring?
Yeah.
They are?
I know. I thought that was really weird, too. I mean, I wonder...
Who's in the band now?
I don't know. You know,
I mean,
I was reading
Joan
something
Jett,
about...
Is Joan Jett with them?
No. And that's maybe a little bit of a problem. I'm not sure Lita Ford is even with them.
Huh.
But,
So it's basically,
Cherry Bomb?
Cherry. Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, what's her name? Cherry. Then, I was also reading the story about Sebastian Bach. You know, it's 30 years since their big album.
Yeah.
And Skid Row is out there without him, and he's out there without them.
Yeah, which is kind of how they toured anyway. Remember, they had separate. He was on one bus, and they were on another bus.
Why can they not? They absolutely can. I mean, how long do you have to put it back together?
Don't we know who the issue is in that?
Yeah. What, you know.
Seems like it's.
I guess
issue.
I just don't know. What did he do that's so unfixable?
I don't know, because he only did two things that we know of.
I know. He said, probably the coolest quote in rock history, if I'm not rocking, I'm fucking. If I'm not fucking, I'm rocking.
I don't know how much trouble you get if those are the
exactly.
two things you're
that's
doing.
That's exactly how I felt. And, you know, he had really, things really went south for him.
Yeah.
But he's out there, and I guess he's a draw, right?
I always hated this song.
I was not a big Skid Row fan. What's this, 18 and...
18 and left. This one wasn't bad. I swear this was played at some dances.
Oh, I'm sure it was. School.
What year did this come out? You said it was an anniversary.
89?
Okay, yeah. I would have been 13.
Did you get any slow dances to this?
I was just thinking, Brandon, this is a long song to slow dance to. It's 5 minutes.
Yeah, they probably have a radio version that's like 3.5.
Well, it's not like a strip club where they make them all a certain length. I mean, maybe it should have been. Snowball. Of course, don't forget this classic.
Don't forget this classic.
Don't forget this classic. I'm selling albums for him. Come on.
Wait, what's the title of this?
You've Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah.
You've Gone Wild.
You know, I was glad when grunge came along and kind of wiped this stuff out. Because I like Pearl Jam. I love Nirvana. I like Soundgarden. I really like a lot of grunge. And
I'm with you.
I just, like, after New Wave ends and Hair comes in, I'm just lost musically until grunge comes along. It's like I have 5 lost years of music.
I'm with you, but there's a lot of songs because I was in that, you know.
Well, yeah, there's songs from then that were good songs.
Like Poison. I still like Poison. Not still like. I really like Poison. I can appreciate them.
Well, it's not your fault you grew up then. I like bands I'm sure people just dislike. They know that.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
We are the youth gone wild.
I love on Spotify, it has fans also like. Care to guess any of the other bands that fans also like of Skid Row? Because I bet you can name
White Lion?
No, they're not on the list.
What?
No.
Poison?
Wait.
Listen to this. And Motley Crue's not on there, but listen to this Motley Crue of bands. Cinderella.
Oh, boy.
Warrant. Okay. Poison, Quiet Riot, Firehouse, Rat, Slaughter, Firehouse. And then Sabo by himself.
Sabo! Their thing just didn't work for me. I realize there are a lot of fans, probably people listening right now going, oh my God, I love that stuff.
You're going to get a lot of angry emails.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
I was too old.
About the Second Amendment and about hair bands.
Well, I already know the boner line's going to just kill me today.
Yeah, it's pretty negative.
Rock it out over here, quiet.
Okay, who's the girl in the video? What's her name?
Is it Tawny Katan?
No. No, the other one. the other dope. I read her book in the bookstore. Remember?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby yeah. Brown. Okay. I was reading this. I know I talked about this before, but I'll mention it again. I was somehow bumped into this thing. I was reading about podcasting, and there was this thing about women in podcasting getting the short end of the stick because they don't have as many podcasts and people don't listen to, you know, like it's
like, we're
like it's some
them.
Kind of discrimination.
The patriarchy is stopping women.
I know. I thought, wait, podcasting is the most democratic thing there you could possibly
Everybody
have.
Does it.
But I read it anyway, and there were a couple podcasts on there I was sort of interested in, so I decided, being the progressive that I am,
yeah,
I listened to the one on...
Don't tell me she had one.
Muses... I think it was Muses in Rock or something.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It was two girls do it, and they're okay. I think they could do their homework a little better, but I'm not going to get too critical here. And Bobby Brown was one of the Muses.
Yeah, well.
And she's in that one. Is she in a lot of videos?
Do you have the list, Brandon? In the meanwhile, I'm still rocking.
I just kind of felt like... So she was hot for 5 minutes, and we're still talking about her, really?
Okay, so she was a model for Budweiser. She was in Great White's Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and House of Broken Love, and Hurricane's I'm On You.
Were those all songs?
Yeah.
Okay. She's also on a...
that was a big song for my rec baseball team. I want to say 8th grade. Is that 89? Would I have been in 8th grade then?
That
was a big baseball song there, so... You should appreciate it for that.
I do. She's also on a reality show of, like, ex-rock babes.
Bored.
Which I watched about a half an episode. I was so bored. You know, they're all 50-ish now, and they all look nice.
She was engaged to Tommy Lee for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, she... but they both lied to each other! I read about it. I've heard both their sides of the story.
Lord.
I know.
I'm shocked.
She was doing drugs and Tommy didn't know it. And Tommy was lying and cheating.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would have guessed that outcome.
By the way, his Brat on the Hills.
This song is fire. Yeah?
Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice kid, but I mean... There's no, that show is so utterly pointless. It's back for a second season, I guess.
Great.
I can't imagine, who cares? Because Spencer's not getting along with anyone. Everyone's fighting with Spencer Pratt.
Say what you want about Spencer Pratt. That guy really knows how to take over a show.
I guess so.
So for his credit.
And Brody split up with his girl.
Oh, no.
That's not on the show, but that was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Don't cross the lines between real life and television.
I know. She's beautiful, by the way. God, is she pretty. Her name's Caitlin, ironically. Hot. Man, is she hot.
You like what you see?
I do. I do. He comes off like a real asshole on the show. Really an asshole to her.
Are you surprised?
No, not really. He seems like a bitter fuck to me. I don't know what he's bitter about, to be honest. What, because he's not a Kardashian?
Hey, in the meantime, I decided to check Tommy Lee's cameo.
Oh, yeah?
And the latest one he has is from February of 2019. He only has two from this year. Is he cameo fading?
Did he run into some cash?
I don't know. I mean, there's a ton on here, but most of it's from like the fall of 2018.
Well, maybe he's not like publishing them, though.
I think a lot of these people would fade on cameo. I mean, a lot of them would, in my opinion. Brandon, any new cameos?
I'm scrolling through right now. Anybody I don't know anybody
yo,
yet.
What up, Jerry?
I have a prediction for the cameo family.
Yeah.
I think the cameo family is going to be welcoming with open arms somebody pretty big pretty soon.
Really?
Because I saw him on an Esurance commercial.
Yeah.
Selling Esurance and selling it hard. Dennis Quaid.
What?
I know. I was like, Dennis Quaid's doing an Esurance commercial?
Maybe he really.
Dennis Quaid?
He just believes in the product.
I think he's headed for the cameo family.
Really?
Yeah, I see him being embraced by the cameo family. What was the last, I don't know. He could charge a lot, couldn't he?
What was the last movie he did?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I mean, he is kind of faded, hasn't he?
Shit.
I mean, he's not going to be an action hero, right?
No, no, but he could, I don't know.
He's good. I mean, I like
baseball
him.
Baseball player again.
Okay, I got it.
He's got, he was just in that A Dog's Journey. That was like a big movie.
That Disney movie or something?
It was a family movie. But
he can do a lot of stuff. I don't know.
Movies this year, three last year. Maybe he's got a large debt he needs to pay off.
That Esurance commercial. Did he get sued for the cocaine-fueled Jeep ride?
And Esurance is making him, it's his pay. They bartered the punitive damages.
Oh, there's Bo Bice.
Yeah, we got a new one
from
Bice. Here. I can do it here. I can do it here.
From American Idol.
I can do it here. I can do it from right here.
At least he's putting effort into
it. Right here in paradise. I can record a message for you anywhere in the world.
Is he still making music? He's an American Idol rocker, isn't he?
Yeah. He's too busy making cameos.
What is it doing with Daughtry?
$50 for Bo Bice. I got some new ones for you. Check this guy out here.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
The Fyre Festival.
Andy King.
You know, the Netflix documentary and me, the ultimate team player. I'm excited to be on Cameo today. I want to give some shout outs, some happy birthdays, and just be able to get to know a lot of people. A percentage of everything I do is going to go to help pay back everybody in the Bahamas. And I want to thank everybody.
A percentage.
In advance.
Whatever.
Half a percent.
Whatever.
He's $95.
What?
Hey there, San Diego Padres fans. Well, even though you're prepared to do whatever it takes to get a win, you didn't have to. I did. Well, actually, not quite, but almost.
Wait, the Padres blew somebody for a win? I'm so confused.
And don't forget to listen to the Mazin Minute Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and
Stitcher. Oh, time to do the podcast now?
I do like Andy.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
He is pretty cool.
I think he's funny.
He's got a reality show coming up. There's a story about it a couple weeks ago.
Guys, Dean Blandino here from Fox Sports.
Get out. I don't want to see that turd. Get him out of here.
Who is that guy?
Okay. He was in charge of all the refs for a while for the NFL.
He's only $25.
Total turd.
Here's one here for you.
Mooch, I'm super excited to be on Cameo. So
the Mooch.
You know what? I'll talk about anything, as you guys know. So look me up, dial me in, and tell me what you want me to say to you. I'm looking forward to it.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
It's the Mooch. $100 for
I like Mooch.
Anthony Scaramucci.
Okay. He's on Big Brother.
He makes me laugh.
Didn't last long.
Those four were the only ones I really knew. I also knew like Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man from WWF.
Oh, yeah.
There's this hot porn star chick. Where'd she go? There's some.
Speaking of porn.
Yes?
I said to Brandon, I was a little too old for the TV show Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
I said, Brandon, did you used to watch Boy Meets World? And, of course, he's just total information dump.
Mm-hmm.
About Boy Meets World. And I said, do you remember the character Rachel? And immediately goes, yeah, it was later season. She was a little bit older on the show, but she was pretty cute.
She was.
I said, well, check this story out, because now she's doing tons of porn.
What? Really?
Yeah. Well, so yeah. If you were like a Boy Meets World fan, that must
Can
be
we
a,
see some of it?
A dream come true that she's doing porno now.
Did she drop some implants in there?
She doesn't need to.
I don't think she needed them.
Oh, really? Because she doesn't look that big
she's
here.
She's 42. Well, maybe
they always look
she's 42 doing lots of porn. I guess she better get it all in before. She's kind of like Frampton with the problem with his fingers.
Yeah. Show them the Instagram page, too, because she's got some really hot-looking Instagram photos.
Really?
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Of course, her first official, I think, big signing with porn was with the website Blacked. I'll let you figure out what goes on blacked.com.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
Wow, she came up on my Twitter, that Big Boobs Twitter account.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty, man. So good for her.
Wow, she's... Yeah. Jesus
I remember because this was in the later seasons when they were like, when like the older kids were in college and she was like the college roommate or whatever. She was the redhead. She was really hot.
Wait, yeah, she did get some, it looked like she had basketball implants in one of those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they are implants, but they're nice ones. But
she had a nice rack prior. Oh, yeah, this one right here.
What is that?
That's angles. That's all angles. Oh,
yeah.
It's like Bezos paid for that.
Looks unhealthy there.
Wow.
Can we see a little of her porn? I mean, I just want to see how she's doing.
Yeah, I guess you got to go to blacked.com, Brandon.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm going to have to look at some 9-foot boner in her.
Huh. Or like 10 feet. Dude's huge.
Oh, well. Nothing new there.
Got a lot of. Oh, there she is.
Oh, my.
That's not the official blacked.com video.
Okay.
What the? Oh, my God. Look at that thing. Jesus.
You ain't seen anything yet. There it is.
Is it this one? Oh. Okay.
Yikes. At least the acting should be good in this, right? Because she's a real actress.
It's a full Jackson. It's a long one.
What's the plot? Wait, we don't know what the plot is.
She's met a very tall black man. They're hanging out.
Easy,
you can speed through it. I'll do play-by-play.
I think he's the real estate agent.
Close proximity.
I have a quick question about privacy. I tend to have a lot of...
female friends.
Yes. She's more than one, actually. Some famous, some not. But...
You don't have any famous friends, liar.
Like...
Oh.
Could he get some more bad tattoos?
I have a lot of celebrity clientele. I get these questions a lot. The windows are mirrored from the outside.
Can we put some bleaching trays in her? Can we GHB her and put some bleaching trays in?
Wait, how did they jump to that, Brandon? I want to know what's going on in this plot.
All right.
I like inappropriate.
Well, that's all it took is for him to say, I like inappropriate.
I'm married. but I had to say that I have had the biggest crush on you.
What?
The longest time.
I feel like there's a hole in this
Wait,
plot.
She's rubbing her breasts.
You know, I like where it is, right?
No, but I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Just put this in your mouth.
Come here.
I don't know what to say.
Whoa.
Let's see if we can stuff all this into you.
Things are getting serious.
Maybe we have something to talk about.
Anything to close the deal on selling this apartment.
And then she ends up banging him. That's pretty.
Dear Lord.
Damn. He's
very, very well endowed.
Oh, stop licking his chest.
Thank no, that's you. That bumps me out.
And I want you to stretch me so
deep. Knock it off.
Penetrate me so
She's acting.
Deep. I want to feel you slamming.
Oh, God, dear Lord.
Wow. So does she make a lot of dough doing this?
This is like her first big one.
Oh. Whoa.
I know. He's huge.
Good God.
Where's
she having a spasm?
Yeah. Yeah.
She looks like she's having a seizure. Wait, she's just... What?
Yeah.
She's trying to close the deal on the apartment.
Right. I hope he ends up buying this place.
What can we hear a little audio? Just a little bit.
There's great amenities here.
Oh.
You can use the workout room downstairs.
Wait, her eyes just rolled up in the back of her head. That was acting. Wait, what's that brick tattoo on his leg? He's got like a brick wall tattooed around his leg.
Big Floyd fan or something.
Big what fan?
Big Floyd.
Look at this dude. Knock it off.
Wow.
What's she saying
for him?
She's awfully yappy.
She is. She's...
No one else can fuck me like you.
Oh, knock it off.
Oh, yeah. Let's see your next film. I bet they can.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh.
Money shot.
Up.
Mm-hmm. She's a trooper. Good for her.
So did he take the apartment?
I don't know if they... End with that. Let's see.
Where's the... I need closure on the story.
Nope, they don't say. I'm going to assume that he did. She went above and beyond the duties of a real estate agent.
What's Topanga up to these days?
Oh, fun fact. You know Ryan Armani made out with Topanga?
What? He did? For real?
Yeah, like in college.
Danielle Fischel?
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
Topanga from Boy Meets World. Not this girl. This
we
girl
were once
on
at
show.
A radio station. We were at a radio station event with the old sports station, sports radio, and it was one of those
105.1.
One of those building things where everybody go around the room and say something about yourself that nobody knows. And I don't know. I didn't have.
Is that real?
I never
really
know what
did.
To say for those things.
Just make it up.
He might have.
I did some light kissing with an underage girl on a cruise.
No, I didn't say that. But when it got
because everybody
that,
knows that.
That's right. Didn't know it then.
He's so bummed.
Should have never brought this up.
So Ryan,
he claims, yeah, he
revealed.
Claims he made out with Topanga.
I just think they met each other.
She's beautiful too.
And...
we have a picture of Topanga, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a dream for me. He probably watched Boy Meets World. That was a big show.
Wait, Topanga? He made out with a city?
Yeah, there she is. Back in the day.
What?
I
really?
I don't know. I didn't.
You didn't
whoa,
like her?
She packed no. on some pounds there.
I never really liked her. I don't know why.
You see what at what point cute. He made out with her?
He
well,
was
it's
got
to be at her worst, right?
I think well, it was when he was in college.
She might have been having a bad day.
So whenever he was in college.
I'm just kidding, Ryan. I think those fat pictures, are that's post-makeout. Because she looks older there. Wait, you made out with her when? Did you say summer camp or something?
When he was it's young. I'm not sure if it was college.
Oh, college?
Yeah.
Well, can't we see a picture of when she's like 20?
I mean, these are pictures of her when she's 20 right here.
She was on the show then.
Oh my God, she's, wow.
Was she on the show when he made out with her?
I couldn't honestly tell you.
We need more. Thanks, we David. Need to know more about this.
We should call him.
We got Ryan on the phone? Can we call him?
I couldn't honestly tell you.
Play the boner line and call Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, be prepared, though, because this boner line is going to make you cry.
Oh, no. So it's not a boner line anymore. It's all complaints.
And nobody said it was a complaint line. 209-66-BONER.
All right. Hello, Drew, Marquay, Randolph,
Marquay.
Joey, Maz. Hi, Trudy.
Hello.
Thank you for your service. Maz, thank you for your part-time service.
Damn it.
So July 30th show, 10 minutes left. Drew is talking about the stabbing over in Italy, Rome, I think. Brandon rips a nice fart. Drew completely ignores it, just talks right over it. So, just calling in. Nice fart, Brandon.
Thank you.
Millennial here, and I fucking love the Beatles.
Well, good for you. You're the guy who said microwaving sweet. Nachos is disgusting and soggy. What are you talking about?
Thank you.
It's not making a steak on the grill, it's nachos. So instead of preheating the oven, 5 to 10 minutes, and then waiting another 10 to 15 minutes for the nachos to cook. So I have to put 30, 35 minutes into it. Or I can just get the stuff together in 5 minutes, throw it in the microwave for two, and be done eating before the oven nachos are done. Why would anyone ever use an oven for nachos?
Thank you.
That sounds delicious.
I want to say Marjorie from the Smithsonian is an absolute gem.
I agree.
This is the guy who says he lost his job and he's watching Star Trek Voyager, right?
No!
Andy Dick is actually a character on that show.
Andy!
Drew, what's going on with getting Andy Dick into town? Get after this.
Do it! Get it done!
One thing about keyboard music, maybe who could forget any Wesley Willis song?
Oh, yeah.
Kick-ass keyboard solos.
Listen to that motherfucker play those keyboards.
Hey, did you say Travis Barker's daughter's name is Alabama Barker? Because that's a great name for one of Brandon's fart drops. Hey, if they ever make a movie about Scientology, I hope they cast Peter Dinklage to play Tom Cruise.
Dweller X.
I just picked up a brand new 2019 Ford Explorer from my girl Delilah over at Zop Ford. It was very pleasurable, nice and quick.
He said get in the fucking truck, bitch! Get in the fucking truck! Get in the truck!
Drew, when you were talking about how everyone loves Led Zeppelin, I rolled my eyes so fucking hard, I got a headache. Worst band.
Are you okay?
God damn it. Castellanos. Quesadillas. Jameer Candelario. Oh!
Are you okay?
I hate Rush. I thought the lead singer from Rush was a female for a long time when I was little. I can't listen to Rush. I can't listen to AC/DC. Hated AC/DC forever. I have to get the lead vocals. I hate you too, because I hate Bono. No, Mark Way, you don't have to correct me. I know how to pronounce it. I just don't respect him enough to pronounce it correctly.
Are you okay?
I hate to pile on, but is there really that many people that complain about it being a sports podcast that you have to say it's not a sports podcast 14 times an episode?
Stop whining.
Hey, if you consider watching reality television to be a sport, then this most definitely is a sports podcast.
Stop whining.
I hate OJ. You guys got to stop playing the OJ Twitter world. Me, yours truly. Oh, my God. It doesn't even fucking make sense. I don't know why he has a platform.
Stop whining.
After knocking it out of the park with that latest best of, you start off the next show with an interview with a fucking reality TV wife from Marrying Millions. I don't care if she was married to Josh Hamilton. What the fuck has this show become?
Stop whining.
If you ever play Baby Shark on that show again, you will lose a listener.
Stop whining.
I'm not sure what it is, but anytime Maz opens his mouth, I think it's just a line of bullshit coming out like there's no background information in his brain before he spews whatever he's about to spew.
You butt out.
He puts no effort into anything. Sitting around his pool, doing nothing, all goddamn summer.
That's bullshit.
He just calls in favors 24/7, asks people for free shit all the time.
Mother effort.
I'd rather hear Mags fucking breathe heavily into a microphone for 40 minutes straight than listen to another word out of fucking Maz's halitosis mouth.
I'll fuck you up.
After listening to you guys sing the Baby Shark song, maybe I'll go listen to Topher Grace or follow Screech on Twitter. What the hell, man? Come on.
I don't want to hear you whining.
Please, for the love of God, stop talking about The Bachelor. Seems like you guys talk about it for like 45 minutes every show.
I don't want to hear you whining.
Hey, did you watch The Bachelor?
I don't want to hear you whining.
You should probably make a best of all the Bachelor, Bachelorette stuff and turn it into a worst of and then just upload it straight to the dumpster. It'd be great.
The Bachelor. Thank God it's over. Spending a full Jackson on it, probably not the best use of time of the podcast.
Hey, Drew. Now I know you're gay because you watched The Bachelor.
Drew, your horrendous impression of Peter Frampton's guitar is bad. You should probably go to bed or something and get off the radio for a while.
Oh, my God. I can't believe how much whining there is on the boner line.
I agree.
These people are ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
I don't know what I ate last night, but this morning my dump was two completely different colors. I don't know if anybody else has had that happen to them. It was like one log was like dark chocolate, and the other log was like a real light milk chocolate. It's weird.
It's poop.
Keep it stiff.
Man, that's a... I think we need to know what he ate. I think that's going to be pretty consequential.
Wouldn't you think they'd be like twisted together, like two logs with the two colors, not one of each? That's really bizarre.
That's very strange.
No response from Romani, by the way, yet. So.
Huh. Disappointed. I'm sure we can get him on the record on that one of these days. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Unless it's something I totally have to edit out at the end of the show.
Jesus. Does anybody like anything going on?
No, like, no, never. No one ever does.
Jesus Christ.
And The Bachelor, two Oakland Raiders liked watching the finale. Remember that preview for Hard Knocks we were watching, Brandon?
Stern talks about The Bachelor all the time.
A lot of people do. It's a very popular show.
Why
I don't watch it, but I find the recaps very entertaining and hilarious.
I thought the recap of the argument
was great.
Over his previous was extremely relatable. You didn't have to see it as The Bachelor. It was just a guy and a girl arguing.
By the way, everybody wants to label stuff.
It looked like she banged Tyler, by the way.
Who's Tyler?
I'm sure somebody will be so upset I pointed that out. The runner-up.
Oh, really?
You've seen leaving her place at 10 in the morning.
Good.
Nice.
Good for them.
Yeah. They call it a walk of shame. Is it a walk of shame for a guy?
No.
Well, they left the house.
How many
called it a walk of shame. I'm like, no, he's the guy.
He was high-fiving people like he was being introduced into a basketball game.
No. He's,
they should call it an introduction.
He probably banged her on the way to Bachelor in Paradise, where he's going to bang a bunch of other chicks.
Easily.
She does need a crotch post.
There's a fun story about a reality TV person.
What? She failed to pay rent? Abraham?
And well, guess where she failed to pay it at?
Oh, at the children's boutique.
Yeah, so shouldn't that really be on Sophia
to
pay it?
Yeah, it was her store.
Yeah.
The furniture store was hers, too.
That should be Farrah Abraham's out, but was she up 200 grand?
This isn't fair.
If it's the age of the idiot millionaire, it'll be the age of the idiot former millionaire pretty soon, won't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew.
Because this idiot seemed like she would do anything to make money, including porn.
Well, including modeling porn. Her own anus for people to have sex with.
Yeah.
That's pretty much anything.
I remember asking both of you guys, I'm like, is she a big porn draw? And both of you are like, oh, my God, yes.
Well, she only has those two videos, but they are extremely popular.
I know. So doesn't she make money off those?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why can't she pay her rent?
Remember originally she said, oh, my boyfriend, James Dean. Yeah. Is James Dean anybody's boyfriend?
No.
No.
He's everybody's boyfriend.
But she had, she had a furniture store, she had a Froger place, and I'm thinking, this idiot can't run a business. No. There's no way. And it turns out,
she's part of the Cameo family. $100 a pop.
That's right.
Although, remember, didn't we get hers for $5?
Hey, Drew. Yes. I wanted to say hi to Mags and Layla, your puppies. And this is Blue. Blue says
who's
hi
dead
to
now.
You. And she I don't know, her. Haters are haters, but I love you and all your support. So, mwah, thank you so aww. Much, Drew. Have a great night.
She supports you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That poor dog died like 2 days later.
I know.
She's being sued by a lot of people.
Yeah, her lawyer as well. She doesn't seem to be paying her bills.
Mm.
But they can't serve her.
Why? Because they can't find her?
That's what the story is. Yeah, they can't serve her. They're like a step behind her wherever she goes because she's all over the place jet setting. Which, how does she jet set?
I, who lets her on these red carpets, by the way? Come on, she's the backdoor teen mom. Don't let the backdoor teen mom on a red carpet.
No. Don't let her anywhere near it.
How far in are we, Brandon?
150.
150, okay. There was a pretty good list of...
Is it a Rick Beato list?
Not a Beato
really
list.
I was looking forward for a Beato list today.
Beato! Oh, did you see the McDonald's woman fired for refusing to serve a paramedic?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad they fired her.
You know, aren't these people so glad that they have demeaned people with a badge so badly that people are refusing to serve and kicking cops out of Starbucks? I mean, isn't that just great?
She thought he was a cop.
I know, and he said, I'm not a cop, but she said, I don't serve people with badges. We don't serve your kind.
Yep. Yep. And she got blown out immediately.
Did the girl at Starbucks get blown out, by the way? I don't think she did.
Which one?
The one that said, could you get out of the line of vision of the girl? She's not feeling safe
I don't know if she got blown
I don't think
out.
She did.
That's a tough position for her to be in, though, isn't it?
You tell the person that can't look at a police officer to get fucked.
It's a lose-lose situation. Yeah, and the next thing you know, it's that person raises stink online. Everyone's going to raise a stink online.
Anyway, Chick-fil-A is number one fast food. In-N-Out Burger was the top burger. Five Guys was second for burgers. And McDonald's was last.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wrong. I'm seriously slightly worried about McDonald's.
Really?
I've had a lot of bad experiences at McDonald's. More than I've ever had in the last 2 years, probably in my entire adult life.
Specifically with the ice cream machine?
Have you looked at the stock price lately?
Well, I was thinking maybe it's time to sell my stock.
Okay. Good.
Where is it doing well this year?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was doing well. It was doing really super well. No, I love McDonald's.
The reason it's doing well is because now they made that big push for real non-frozen meat. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's helped them out a lot. But most every company in that industry is doing well. Fast food.
I just find that, first of all, the drive-thrus at three or four different ones are just so slow and so incompetent. And it just seems like there's a few McDonald's. There's a couple I've been to where I'm like, this can't be a McDonald's. McDonald's can't be run this way because McDonald's was always, you could count on McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like.
They're always the same. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some that just are shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disillusioning. Blaze Pizza was number one. What's Blaze Pizza? I don't even know.
It's one in Royal Oak. LeBron James owns them.
Really?
I think LeBron's an investor. That's the number one pizza joint.
What's it called?
I've never been there. I wouldn't know.
I've been there once. It's okay.
Biology's
better and similar.
Is it voted number one because LeBron owns it? Is that what it is?
Sure, probably.
Chipotle was number one for Mexican fast food.
Wait, Chipotle, is that the one that, which one had the big, illness thing? Is that Chipotle or is that Qdoba?
I don't know. I get those two mixed
up.
I
gotta say, if that's Chipotle, that's a pretty well nice comeback.
They're way up.
Nice comeback.
Like 46% in the game.
Have the number one fast food chain only available in one section of the mall of one mall in Michigan. That's so weird. It's looking at Twitter was ridiculous because people were very upset that Chick-fil-A was the number one fast food.
Oh,
chain.
What do they want to be number one?
Well, it's they're not LGBTQ, and I don't know.
It's a chicken sandwich.
I don't. Do they have an official stance?
Wait, you know,
they do, but who cares?
It's amazing.
They do it all.
You can't just evaluate a chicken sandwich without politics.
No, I know.
I mean, isn't that incredible?
That's my point.
How dumb is that?
Stupid.
And then one thing, because we're getting close to football season, I was going to mention they had a list of the most hated NFL players in history.
Oh, cool.
In history?
Well, it's
Colin Kaepernick, number one.
Goes back a ways. No, he didn't make number one. Marshawn Lynch was number 40.
Jay Simpson.
Gronk was 39.
What?
Rodney Harrison, 38. Odell Beckham Jr., 37.
He's nuts!
I would have put Odell Beckham Jr. higher. I don't like him. LT, I love LT. Really?
Which LT?
Lawrence Taylor.
Okay. Not LaDainian.
What?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, what
can I do for you, man? Everything is fine.
Jim McMahon was 35. Richard Sherman, 34. Ricky Williams, Keyshawn Johnson, Mark Gastineau.
I like all these guys, man.
I like some of them too. Gastineau was
wasn't he really ill?
What? Can you look him up? Because that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, wait, okay. I remember being broke. I remember trying to box, and the boxing wasn't going well. I don't think.
I thought he had like brain cancer or something.
Ooh, can you search on him?
Yeah.
Brian Cox was 30.
I'm basing that on Growing Up Gastineau. Wasn't that the name of that show?
Brittany Gastineau and her
the
mother.
Name of the show?
Yeah.
We had legal issues. Yeah. Let's see. 2017, diagnosed with dementia, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's.
Oh, Jesus. Alzheimer's? Yeah. He's awfully young for Alzheimer's, isn't he?
Well, blames it on football. And this year he's been battling colon cancer.
Oh, fuck. So. Man. Well, I didn't like him, but I wouldn't wish that on him.
Well, that doesn't matter, yeah.
Brian Cox, who lived up to his last name, always.
Oh, he's a dick.
Is he still a dick? He must be a non-football dick now, I'm assuming.
I always thought he's a coach now. Isn't he still a coach somewhere?
Oh, is he?
Brian Cox all over
is
me?
Is he calmed down?
Unlikely.
Hines Ward, Jack Tatum, Cortland Finnegan, Chuck Cecil, Ocho Cinco, Brett Favre was 23, Tebow was 22.
Hated T-boy.
Cam Newton, 21.
The nicest guy in the world.
I know. Deion Sanders, 20.
It's more like this is the annoying football player.
Yeah, I know. It kind of is. I agree. Randy Moss, 20.
Love
or 19, rather.
Oh, come on.
I never liked Randy Moss.
Really? And,
oh, I love him, man.
I mean, I thought he was an obnoxious asshole. He's a great player. But then I love how he won't talk to the media, and now he's a media guy. Fucking hilarious. Johnny Football, 17. Oh, Richie Incognito was 18. Johnny Football, 17.
Incognito should be way up higher.
I'd move him up. I'd move Johnny Football up, too. I hate Johnny Football. I just think he's a complete asshole.
Zero.
James Harrison, 16. Conrad Dobler,
Harrison's
15. Albert Haynesworth, 14. Why is Albert Haynesworth so high?
Well, people hated him when did he sit out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Jay Cutler, 13. Michael Irvin, 12. I love Michael Irvin.
Yeah. Especially when he's yelling at Stephen A. Smith.
Adrian Peterson, 11. That's just for the switch.
Oh,
the kid,
probably.
I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Pac-Man, 10. He's a complete
Dick.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, 9. Romanowski, 8.
Oh, he should be number one. Romanowski was a total jerk.
He was a jerk.
Spit on people all the time.
I can't read my own writing for number 7. Oh, Colin Kaepernick is 7. I'm surprised he's not higher. Ray Lewis, 6.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, 5.
just signed a new deal today. 2 years.
I saw that. Greg Hardy, number 4.
Yeah.
Who's number 3? I can't read my fucking writing. Damn it.
What's it kind of look like? What letters?
It's like S-Y.
S-Y.
U.
Sylvester. Dominican Sue.
Sue! It is! It's that Sue! Is I wrote S-U-U-U-U-U-H. Sue! He is a jackass. He's a total ass.
Yeah, he's a dick.
T.O. is number 2.
Oh, man.
And number 1, Michael Vick.
I didn't see hear OJ on that.
He's
one.
Not on there. I guess he's too old. Maybe you know who else people I'm phone.
Who was number two? I'm sorry.
It was Terrell Owens and then Michael Vick number one.
You know who else I'm surprised isn't on that list? And maybe it's because people outside of this area seem differently now. Is Matt Millen was kind of a jerk when he played.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
And when he fought Randy White. I know I bring it up all the time.
He arm wrestled him, didn't he?
No, he fought him on his recruiting
trip. Didn't he lose
at
arm wrestling first, though?
I don't know. And yeah, I think so.
Sound like such an asshole.
On his visit to Maryland.
That was funny. That reminds me, oh my God, who wrote the big story in the Free Press about the Tiger management and the trade deadline?
Oh, Fennec?
Fennec. Yeah. Wow. What a cluster bleep. Apparently, they could have gotten Javier Baez or Alex Bregman for Fulmer in 2017.
Ouch! Those are two franchise players there.
Absolutely.
Is that a little unfair, though, considering it's hindsight?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I think it's very unfair because Fulmer was a great starter. And honestly,
he was an all-star.
I think Fulmer will come back and be – I hope he will.
A terrible year.
But nowadays, with that kind of injury, most of those guys come back.
I mean, you would hope that – yeah, they would have made that trip, but nobody. That's what I hate about baseball, Trace. Nobody really knows how good these prospects are.
But you know what?
Are.
That's why at the time, Alex Bregman, I mean, Javier Baez, not so much, even though he did just come off that fantastic World Series run.
I was shocked they would offer him up.
Yeah.
But Bregman, to me, for as long as I've known and even heard of Bregman, he's been a can't-miss player, and he's lived up to that in Houston.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a thing like, well, you know, we got Fulmer in this trade. We can't get rid of him yet.
I don't know. You know, they have tried to get rid of every asset they have except for Fulmer and Boyd, and they've talked about Boyd.
Well, no.
It sounded like they wanted ridiculous returns for Boyd that people were, like, literally laughing at them.
But remember how bad they wanted those two? Like, that was a great haul when they got rid of Cespedes because they got Fulmer and...
Right.
They got somebody
so then you're going to turn around and trade them for a younger.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets kind of insane, doesn't it? I just
use the 2017 mindset.
I don't understand this idea, by the way, in a rebuild where you get rid of all your assets, all your good assets, and get young prospects because you got to have 25 guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have 25 people who are going to come up and be valuable members of a really. They got 25 guys down there. 25 and the new guy.
If you're over 24 years old, just leave. Just get rid of him now.
Did you see who's the outfielder? The power hitting outfield.
Demerit.
As in demerit. I got a demerit for not having my uniform on.
Tyler Demerit.
Okay, Demerit dropped the fly ball to cost him the game in Texas.
Oh, really?
Saturday night. He dropped the fly ball.
Travis Demerit, sorry.
I think he's 1-for-5 in his first two games. I don't know what's going on. Are they losing today?
That's a great question.
They really...
Funny, nobody cares.
I feel
so
like,
bad.
I feel like they are in danger of topping the 2003 team. They have
they
nothing.
Are.
They got nothing.
They are currently losing.
What's the score? What's Demerit doing?
Tom Mazzway... In-game score is 4-8 in the top of the eighth inning.
Cool.
4-8?
8-4.
Kristen teach you how to give scores?
Oh, I apologize, but that's the way it's written out, so I'm reading it as it's
giving the home team last.
And Travis Demerit is not currently 0-4 on the deck.
Cool.
Oh, right. So he's 2-9.
But he did have really good...
No, 1-9.
He had really good stats in the minors this year, but his normal track
record...
Oh,
send him back.
His normal track record in the minors isn't, like, too crazy. It's
no,
just,
he's a .244 hitter in the minors.
Look how packed that game is today.
Well, this year he's got 20 bombs in the minors, and that has to do with the minor leagues picking up the MLB's juiced ball. Everybody in the minors is up on home runs.
Good. Everyone loves home runs.
The consensus was that the haul they got for Green, their all-star, and Castellanos, you know, who's a 90 RBI guy.
Yeah.
He's at like a 60 extra base hit, 90 RBI. Look at all. He's got 36 doubles this year.
He was gone anyway, though.
I know.
And 36 doubles because of where they play, you know, playing in Comerica.
Well, he'd have more homers.
And 23 steal.
I just liked him. I thought he was a good offensive player, and... He's 27.
God, he's hitting.
He plays a lot of positions.
Hitting number two in that Cubbies.
I know.
He's going to get a lot of runs. A lot
he
of
should.
I watched a lot
he
of
runs
the,
well. He's not. He's got defensive
and 33
liability.
Steal.
He's not a good defensive player. I acknowledge, but I don't know. I just he's an asset. These guys are assets. They who do they have? Who do they dare tell us is going to be better
Miggy.
Than the people they just dumped? Good God! I don't know. I'm just not. I hope they prove me wrong. I hope this demerit hits 40 home runs.
It's gonna be a while.
You know what they said about demerit, by the way. I think it was Avila said he's got better power than Jacoby Jones. I'm like Jacoby Jones, who has 10 home runs in August. That means he might hit 17 or 18 home runs. Jacoby Jones, is that the ultimate prospect now?
How does
the guy strikes out every 2.5 times?
How does he say these things with a straight face?
I don't know.
He's just thinking of his bank account while he's doing it or his new contract.
The Yankees have guys that come up and hit 50 home runs their rookie year?
Yeah.
And we got a guy that has 10 in August, and oh my God, he's got better power than Jacoby Jones.
Yeah, but Yankee Stadium and Tiger Stadium are a little different.
Oh, I think Judge could hit 45 home runs playing here.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
Ricky Henderson reminded me. I was watching a lot of the NFL Hall of Fame induction speeches because there's a lot of guys I really like. Like I told you, Tony Gonzalez talked forever, but they never showed Bezos or Lawrence
Sanchez.
That's
disappointing.
But Ty Law, former Wolverine, spoke, and I was there was one part that was kind of awkward because he left two empty seats for his grandparents in a row. So there's just in the front row two empty seats.
Oh, they weren't there?
They're dead.
Okay, whatever.
Your response right there was similar to mine, but I started
laughing. They didn't show up?
I started laughing because, so it's like his, I don't know if it's his mom or his family, and then these two empty seats with the roses on, and then some random white guy who looked really awkward when they kept showing the two empty seats. So they kept looking at him like they might appear and not be empty.
Awkward.
It was really funny to me, and he's got the...
He's just going to ghost into the seats?
Yeah, he's well...
If they look hard enough?
He's got this man spread like this. Like, he's sitting like this. So I think he's more than happy that no one's sitting next to him. But it's really awkward because, you know, they're talking about these dead grandparents, and he's on the camera, and he doesn't know who he is. But no mention of Lloyd, which I thought was really interesting, Lloyd Carr.
Really?
Yeah, because when he left, it was really messy. They both blame each other for things.
They can't somehow resolve this 20
Ty Law acts like he's not allowed back in the fold at Michigan. I don't know if it's changed.
Oh, good
recently.
God.
Lloyd!
How stupid.
I know.
Lloyd!
But then I thought Ed Reed's speech was one of the best induction speeches I've ever heard. I thought it was really great.
Ed Reed?
Yeah. Did you see any of it, Drew, or no?
I didn't. I wish I could hear it, but I really got to get out of here.
I only saw that he was wearing the shirt that was protesting...
Which is unfair because that's what comes out of it. You know, he's got a picture of 9 people that were killed. People say by police, although the first one was Trayvon Martin, who was killed by a total load, who was not a cop, and George Zimmerman. But in his speech, he talks about the police very fondly, especially the cop that set him on the straight path because he was hanging out with the wrong people and drove him home to his mom and said, look, I've seen you play sports. You've got talent. Don't let it go to waste. And that was kind of the theme of his speech. I don't know. I thought it was a really
good
speech.
I'm so tired of cops getting demonized. I mean, cops are the worst people in the world. They want to murder people when they go out in a shift, and black children should be warned about what the cops want to do to them. And it's just so bad. And now we got people kicking cops out of restaurants. I mean, I can't believe it's come to this point, but what are you going to do? I just don't know why anybody would want to be a cop, to be honest. And I heard, by the way, Pete Buttigieg, when he was talking about the shootings, I forgot who the anchor was, but he asked him, he said, by the way, you know, you run this little dinky town. There were 29 black cops there in 2012, and now there's 15.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, it's really, blacks don't want to be police anymore, and it's not my fault. And it's like, wait, you got this whole problem in this tiny town, and you're going to run the country?
Buttigieg.
Is Beto suspended his campaign?
Oh, to go back to El Paso?
Yeah.
I think so. He's trying. And he wants to fight the domestic terrorism. There's all this stuff. Oh, I don't want to get started on this. You can hit the outro because then there's a timer.
You have to be done.
Then I have to be done. The All Financial Hotline was never open today.
No. Oh, there's some great numbers. We got to try these numbers tomorrow. Was that you opening it and shutting it?
Yeah.
Nice job. Hall Financial. Click the link to Hall Financial on our website, Drew and Mike Show. Fill in the online form, and they will get back to you fast. 248-308-5000 or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. What was I talking about?
I don't know, but we have two major oversights we didn't mention today.
Beto?
Two great videos we didn't talk about. One is we didn't talk about the joyride in Troy on the air.
Oh.
The guys that broke into the high school and drove the floor cleaning machine around. I could watch that video all day long.
$1,200 damage.
Those guys were having a fucking blast.
Is that the lead story on Channel 4? That
was it's a good video.
It was pretty cool.
But tell me those guys wouldn't pay their fair share to do it all over again.
Probably so.
But the other video was the Lollapalooza video where everybody rushed the fence.
Yeah, and they got the one-legged guy. The only guy they caught had one leg. By the way, why was he rushing the fence? How do you think he was going to get away with it?
Well, did you see the lines to get in? I thought it was his chance.
Ridiculous.
Now, Brandon and I were talking about it beforehand. The better part of that video is there's a guy that climbs on part of the fence, and as he's climbing and hits the top of it, other people realize that, hey, this is a gate that opens, and they just open it with him on top and rushing around. It's this joker, you know, put forth all this energy to go over the top, whereas he could have just opened it.
Why were the lines so long?
I don't know.
I think they were doing a lot of security.
Because of El Paso?
Oh, I know what I was going to say about El Paso was there was all this, you know, white supremacy must denounce. When did people decide that we weren't denouncing white? I mean, white supremacy, I'm not familiar with white supremacists being loved by the greater, by the larger America. I mean, is there something different? I mean, am I crazy? We need Paris Jackson to get out there again?
The president.
Oh, God. Here we go. I knew I should have brought it up.
Some good people on both sides.
Yeah. Okay. That was dumb. But is that really making everybody shoot it?
Fuck. No, I'm not saying it's making. No, it's all politicized.
I know. Okay. Bye.
Oh, Armani got back to me, by the way. Keep it going for a second. I just want to tell you what he said. He just wrote, he couldn't call in because he's in Charlevoix, but he wrote, Brandon is correct, LOL.
Oh, okay.
So you're back. You're back.
Well, we'll get him eventually.
All right. Later.
If we were to all stand up united as one, our impact, it would be huge. Believe me, huge. And that's not fake news. We must show these Nazi white supremacist jerks in Charlottesville and all over the country that as a nation with liberty as our slogan, we have zero tolerance for their violence, their hatred, and their discrimination.
Dweller H.
Let it rip.
Do you get off on hearing Detroit's biggest power brokers all yelling simultaneously?
We're talking about the Detroit police.
If you answered yes, don't miss Fox 2's Let It Rip, Thursday nights at 10:45. Jewel Perkins and a panel of Detroit's biggest blowhards discuss today's hottest issues.
You didn't mention anybody's name.
Simultaneously.
He's a hometown guy. He's not outside.
County is not going to lose those tax dollars without a fight.
You'll learn absolutely nothing on Fox 2's Let It Rip as the three rudest guests available try to outbluster one another.
You're building the wall.
Hey, great point. Whoever. Let It Rip on Fox 2. Huel Perkins tees it up Thursday nights at 10:45.
It won't stay down.
Can anyone yell louder than Fox 2 legal expert Charlie Langton?
I don't think this is good on his job resume.
Find out Thursdays at 10:45 on local TV's biggest cluster. Let it rip!
Y'all let me beat up on me. Y'all let me beat up on me.